news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge has given a green light to President Trump's drive to shrink the size and the cost of the federal bureaucracy. An indictment of modern American culture, Vice President Vance telling a high-profile conservative gathering the Trump administration is committed to doing something about cultural rot.
I think that it wants to turn everybody, into, whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose, and we want you guys to thrive as young men and as young women, and we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that.
Vance addressing this year's Conservative Political Action Conference in National Harbor, Maryland. The Israel-Hamas ceasefires on even shakier ground this morning following the latest Hamas hostage release.
The Israeli military says that the forensic identification of the four bodies of hostages returned to Israel by Hamas on Thursday has confirmed that one of them belongs to Oded Lifshitz, a peace activist in his 80s, and two others to the Bibas children, Ariel and Kafir. But the fourth body, the army says, is not that of their mother, Shiri.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher, Prime Minister Netanyahu, promising revenge for what he describes as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire deal. Following a Senate confirmation vote, Kash Patel is in as FBI director. Two Republicans, Collins and Murkowski, join the Democrats in voting no. New York Governor Hochul says she is not going to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office after all, and will instead push for increased oversight of City Hall. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 44 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 20 points. S&P futures down a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Good Friday morning, TGIF. 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and we're looking at you live here on the BW Parkway between Arundel Mills down to Route 32, including Route 100, near the ramps at 198, and coming up from Powder Mill Road, all is well. Very good start. Beltway looks good, even the west side. Not too bad right now, 795 to Frederick Road. The lanes are open, nice and quiet on the JFX, and at least right now, we're good to go with the lanes open. Minor buildups only southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There'll be a few clouds to begin this Friday, otherwise sunny and windy through the afternoon with a high of 37 as winds gust out of the northwest, and clear and breezy tonight with a low down to 20. A little bit warmer for the week and a sunny Saturday with a high of 42, and better sunshine on a Sunday afternoon. The high should climb to 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 22 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 26. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines are being brought to you by Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realtor. All you have to do is call Vinny at any time to find out exactly what you can do to sell your home more effectively. Telephone number for Vinny Steo here it is, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Baltimore City Council has questioned the BGE about rate increases. They're questioning BGE on Thursday night during a City Hall meeting about the rising rates. Council President Zeke Cohen said the increases appear to be far worse than anticipated, adding that Baltimoreans are suffering, and today, as they say, the council said enough is enough. Council members are on the Public Service Commission to end the multi-year rate plan and stop BGE's proposed 2026 increases. Baltimore man has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2023 murder of his ex-girlfriend. 55-year-old Levi Feldman was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges last year in the shooting death of 45-year-old LaKeisha Wheeler in the parking lot of Pikesville High School. Prosecutors say Feldman was jealous of Wheeler's new relationship, and he threatened to kill her and her new boyfriend. Wheeler was the mother of his child. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 state attorneys general in warning against efforts by the Trump administration and Elon Musk to defund and disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Brown says that for more than a decade, the CFPB has protected consumers from financial institutions' unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices, and dismantling the agency could be devastating. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCMM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 373, pick 4, 8337, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Thinking about selling your home in 2025? If so, this is for you. Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, for those finally ready to sell in 2025, what advice do you have?
Sean, just like I told the couple I met with last night, the sooner you start planning, the better. Their story is a common one. They've been sitting on the sidelines for almost 2 years, and now they're finally ready to make a move.
So in 2024, seemed as though sellers moved because they needed to. Do you think you'll see more folks moving because they want to?
We're already starting to see that and expect that trend to continue throughout 2025 with the help of the new incoming administration. For those considering a move, we can provide multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, guaranteed upfront in writing.
If 2025 is the year you make the move, I strongly recommend you call or text Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimoreans, on an unbelievable sports morning. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary Stein. You can't take our country, and you can't take our game. Those were the biting words of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last night, just moments after Connor McDavid took a pass right in front of American goalie Connor Hellebuck's nose and slapped it home for the winning goal in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. In a tournament pockmarked by bare-knuckle brawls and gaudy displays of national disrespect, the dramatic 3-2 overtime victory was sweet vengeance for Canadians. Given the stakes, the fists, and the hard words all week, it was the most dramatic moment on ice in decades, if not ever. Now we go from the ice to fire on the hardwood. Maryland's men's basketball team won their 13th straight home game last night, manhandling the University of Southern California 88-71. Rodney Rice and Jacoby Gillespie led the Terps with 22 points and 20 points respectively. And sensational freshman Derek Queen did the hard work as usual, scoring 13 while muscling 17 rebounds. Up next for the 20th-ranked Terps, number 14, Michigan State. We'll be back at 6:35 with a problem that drones on. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey. Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, February 21st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, the Baltimore Police Department arresting teen carjackers. And surprise, surprise, prior records.
What a shocker.
Elon Musk and the Doge and the deficit. We'll all talk about that. And, of course, our top story is the Tour de Force yesterday at the one-month mark of the White House press conference with Caroline Leavitt. She brought in some senior cabinet leaders, including economic advisor Kevin Hassett, national security advisor Michael Waltz, and, of course, the deputy chief of staff and immigration czar Stephen Miller, who proceeded to roast the media and give them a little civics lesson.
It is true that many of the people in this room for 4 years failed to cover the fact that Joe Biden was mentally incompetent and was not running the country. It is also true that many people in this room who have used this talking point that Elon is not elected fail to understand how government works. So I'm glad for the opportunity for a brief civics lesson. A president is elected by the whole American people. He's the only official in the entire government that is elected by the entire nation, right? Judges are appointed, members of Congress are elected at the district or state level, which is one man. And the Constitution, Article 2, has a clause known as the vesting clause, and it says the executive power shall be vested in a president, singular. The whole will of democracy is imbued into the elected president. That president then appoints staff to then impose that democratic will onto the government. The threat to democracy, indeed the existential threat to democracy, is the unelected bureaucracy of lifetime tenured civil servants who believe they answer to no one, who believe they can do whatever they want without consequence, who believe they can set their own agenda no matter what Americans vote for.
Any questions? Yeah. I mean, that was the highlight of the day for me.
Yeah.
You know, lecturing the media, they completely have ignored the incompetent fool in the basement and what he did over the previous 4 years to tear this country down in just, roughly 32 days now. It is day 32 of the golden age of America. We've seen this president move with lightning speed. Mm-hmm. He's done more in 4 weeks than Joe Biden ever did in 4 years.
Yeah.
And that had to be reminded to the media. Yes, they gathered. And by the way, the media, the White House press briefing room has been packed for every day for the last 32 days. You know, people, and again, this has been the most transparent administration I think I've ever seen. We lived through the Reagan years, and it wasn't like this. So it's just amazing. All right, more from Stephen Miller on our border. We'll hear from Kevin Hassett. We need to hear what the plans are for the tariffs and the income tax. That was another golden nugget yesterday as well.
And the answer is that for every single Trump report, there will be a tariff. And it'll all kick back to Chuck Whitaker. It's a clever plan, Chuck. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Kickbacks have gone back for a long time. It's how this country was formed, as you well know. Let's just get away from that for the time being. Looking at the camera here, Bay Bridge, if you're heading eastbound right now, beautiful sunrise over the eastern shore, perfectly nice. So later on, it will be a factor. If it stays like that, we'll have some bright sunshine for the commute in about an hour or so for the traffic southeastbound through the area. Westbound Bay Bridge is fine, coming over towards the area Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Capitol Beltway, a brief delay forms up. New Hampshire Avenue around the 29, the inner loop through Prince George's County towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. All the lanes are open. 95 between the two beltways clear. And it looks like the beltway normally on Friday, we take a little longer to get that back up on the west side. And at last check about 10 minutes ago, we were still in good stead there, moving south from 795 down to Frederick Road. Yeah, looking at it right now, just switch the camera. Perfectly fine right there. And then at Liberty Road, minor buildup now, just starting on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, it's going to be windy today, partly cloudy this evening, and should be sunny by this afternoon. 37 today, tonight down to 20 again. Then the big warm-up begins, sunny on Saturday, 42, warming up to 47 on Sunday, maybe 50 by Monday. Right now, it's a chilly 20 degrees in Reisterstown, 22 in the city. And time for some one-liner news for you today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday announced he will not run for re-election in 2026. But we're still stuck with him for the next 2 years.
Right.
He announced his retirement on his 83rd birthday. His colleagues gave him a birthday cake. Apparently it was an ice cream cake because, just like him, it was completely frozen.
He's stepping down. He's actually falling, stepping down.
He's going to spend the next 2 years in the Biden basement. That's where you can find him. A German court has ruled against the iconic sandal maker Birkenstock, claiming its shoes are copyrighted protected works of art.
Ooh.
The Germans call them works of art. We just call them hippie shoes. That's all.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Judge in Michigan is punishing Walmart shoplifters by making them wash cars in the Walmart parking lot. If you're a shoplifter in this judge's district, don't steal anything from BJ's. Just saying.
Oh, my.
Were you supposed to steal from somewhere else instead?
Oh, my.
By implication.
Amazon purchased MGM Studios in 2021. Now it's been revealed that Jeff Bezos has total creative control of MGM's biggest movie franchise. You know what that is? James Bond.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. So I guess we won't see any, you know, evil, bald-headed billionaires anymore in the Bond series. The Senate has confirmed Kash Patel as director of the FBI. Patel has vowed to go after America's most dangerous criminals, Whoopi, Joy, and Sonny.
Wow. That's a challenge.
USDA may soon begin vaccinating Americans' chickens against bird flu. They said they were going to take more health precautions, but they don't have any ears that you can attach the mask to. So that won't be happening. And it's National Sticky Bun Day.
I don't think the chickens are the ones supposed to wear the mask, Sean. You may be right on this.
You know, well, who knows?
You follow the news more closely.
With the gain of Fauci, who knows?
That's right.
Yeah, that is something's going out there. So here's the question. 76 passengers from that Delta flight that crashed and flipped over at the Toronto airport the other day were offered $30,000 each. Mm-hmm. If they accept, that means they'll be paying out $2.3 million. Here's one of those passengers, Brian Erickson.
The representative that spoke to me said that this is no strings attached. There's some people in pretty tough shape, and $30,000 right now would be extremely helpful.
Would you take the $30,000? If you were in that plane,
sure.
Would you take the $30,000?
As long as it didn't mean that I couldn't sue later.
No, I'm sure that's not happening.
Well, if you
take that 30,
if you take the 30, then you're going to sign off on a paper saying you're not coming back anytime later. Right. That's how it works.
Yeah, I'd take the 30.
You would take the 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one died.
I'm getting Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, but some of them may have been seriously injured.
If I were seriously injured, then I'd say I'll take the 30, but I'll also take all my medical expenses.
No, is that enough? Is that enough? You could have died in this. In this crash,
I could die walking across the street.
You could, especially people that know you,
or anyone with a baseball bat in their car.
I might be able to get $30,000 reins right now. What time are you leaving?
That's right.
I kind of walked into that one, didn't I?
Yeah. Ever see the movie Hitman?
So to speak.
This would be Hit and Run Man. So listen to this. A white female politician in Canada has ended her campaign after an old clip surfaced online. This is Amanda Zavitz, and this is the reason why she ended her political campaign.
My secret is that I want to be a black woman. I want to be an expert in inequality with lived experiences of poverty and living in addiction and alcoholism. I want to be able to share my ideas without the barrier of looking the way that I do.
Yeah.
Isn't okay. That
special?
Yeah. She wanted to be a black woman. And then she goes on to all these things. That allegedly all black women, people are just stupid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like
another woman that was posing herself as
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, that's it.
And she wasn't the only one. There was another guy, too. I can't, what was his name? It was one of the...
It's like Pocahontas.
Yeah. Pocahontas, yes.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
She's about as much Indian as I am.
Or Liawatha, as she is known in some circles.
That's right. All right. Chief, come see Princess. Princess in teepee. Chief, say, kill myself first.
Her and her friend Shooting Bull.
You guys are sick.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
I see you.
Appreciate
Stay inside,
that.
Bruce. Be careful.
Right. Yeah. Yes. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So Tim Carl Electric, and of course now they've branched out to heating and cooling as well. Of course, they have been known for their commitment to service, dedication, and excellence when it comes to internal and external electrical work. They'll do all your stuff. If you have any wiring that you need done inside the house, outside the house, external lighting, or even landscaping for that matter, Tim Kyle is the company to call, and they have now upgraded to the HVAC service as well. So to take care of your heating, your obviously ventilation, whether it's forced air, heat pump, or air conditioning is coming up soon. And boy, with these electric bills going through the roof and gas is soon to follow, you want to make sure that your HVAC system is operating efficiently and properly. Tim Kyle is the one you want to call out to check it out. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404, or go online at timcowlcompany.com.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, Jim makes a good point here in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton in Arundel County. He says, good morning, all, not only the president, but also the vice president of the sole elected officials in the executive branch. Not mentioned in Miller's comments, but notable are all the unelected bureaucrats called staff in the legislative branch. Who do you think writes all the bills that the legislators submit under their name for consideration? Yeah,
I would think, by and large, you can tell if the legislators, particularly, you can tell if Jasmine Crockett or AOC is authored the bill.
Yeah.
Because it'd be in partial sentences with the tense wrong.
Yeah. You know? Most likely. Pa says, Stephen Miller is one of the most impressive people I've seen in decades. The proof is the reaction of the propagandist media that upon hearing Miller challenge them with specific facts and data, it looked like they just swallowed a bag of sulfur gas.
Yeah. By the way, this text in from Dr. John and the Night Trippers. He says, wasn't it exciting to see President Trump attend the Super Bowl at the Daytona 500? It's not too soon for President Trump to figure that he's going to attend the Men's Curling Championships in the Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, on March 29th. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
I don't think he'll be doing that until the 51st date.
The 51st date, that's right. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Madcap Johnson.
So far, no construction, but some flashing lights here. Just saw this guy pull up, put his flashing lights on northbound 95, Harford County, at Route 24. So at the 76-mile marker, I think this might be a trooper setting up the construction for later on. Not there yet, but he's on the right side with his flashing lights on northbound at Route 24. We'll keep an eye on that. Both the tunnels still definitely under control right now. No big problems early. 895 and 95 are clear. The junction downtown looks good at Cabden Yards with the lanes open at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. yet.
Well, the channel says it starts off windy, partly cloudy, should be sunny later this afternoon. And we see some peaks of sunshine already this morning. So, again, the sun is out. 37 for today's high temperature, overnight around 20. Then it warms up over the weekend, sunny, 42 tomorrow, 47 on Sunday right now, 23 in Annapolis, and it's 21 in Parkville. So Stephen Miller, who's the Deputy Chief of Staff and the immigration genius behind the Trump administration, talked about the next big announcement yesterday from the podium was that the naming of foreign terrorist organizations.
Today, it is officially the law of the land at the conclusion of the congressional notification process that six Mexican cartels and two transnational gangs, Tren de Aragua, or TDA, and MS-13, so eight organizations in total, are now formally designated as foreign terrorist organizations, which means that every single member of those organizations who operates on U.S. soil is now, as a legal matter, a terrorist, and they will be treated as terrorists. This is a sea change in U.S. policy, and this means the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security, along with the rest of U.S. law enforcement and the Department of Defense, are now operating in a legal reality where these cartels are recognized as terrorists, and there will be a whole-of-government effort to remove these terrorists from our soil and to degrade their ability to threaten or undermine any American security or sovereignty interests.
Now, so what does that mean? That means that they can be immediately removed from the soil and sent to Gitmo as enemy combatants. They don't have to go through the court system. They can be targeted by our military in Mexico or in any country where they exist. Any member of these cartels, the Sinaloa, the Guadalajara, Qatar, any of them can be, along with Tren de Aragua and MS-13, can now be targeted by military operation, by special forces, by drone, however it takes. Adding them to this list puts them on the same list as Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, etc. So that's how much of an enemy they are to the United States. As to Trump's accomplishments at the border, Miller also had to school the media about those as well.
Border crossings, since the day he took office, are down 95%. I think it's almost impossible to even describe the scale and scope of that achievement. President Trump, within days of taking office, cut border crossings 95%.
That's astounding.
And those few who have dared to cross are being either prosecuted or deported. They're either facing significant jail time for trafficking, smuggling, harboring, aiding, impeding, or they're being immediately removed from our soil. Either way, at the end of the process, they are going home. He's re-implemented Remain in Mexico, and he has obtained historic cooperation from foreign countries all around the world in accepting their deportees back. And he has used the United States military to fully seal the southern border with a historic deployment of both active duty and National Guard troops, resumed the building of infrastructure. He has opened up Guantanamo Bay, and he's using military aircraft to carry out deportations all across this country. And ICE is joining with ATF, DEA, and FBI to carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. The criminals are going home. The border is sealed shut. America is safe, sovereign, proud, and free. We are a nation that everyone in the world understands. All across this planet, you do not come here illegally, you will not get in, you will go to jail, you will go home, you will not succeed. This is the biggest and most successful change in any area of law enforcement that this nation has ever seen, and he did it in under 1 month.
Yeah, that's the amazing part, is the timing. Because, look, if you go into Mexico uninvited, you get a very rough time.
Any country.
Yeah, any country.
Most any country you go in, they all have immigration laws to protect their sovereignty, and they're very serious about it. Well, guess what? Now we're serious about it again. By the way, 177 Gitmo illegals left and were returned to Honduras yesterday, and Honduras gladly accepted them. So the Trump immigration policies are back in place, and they are working. But later on, we'll tell you what Kevin Hassett had to say about tariffs and the income tax. So stay tuned for that here on the show. Rescue Natural Supplements, this is American Heart Month, and we want you to take care, better care of your heart if you're not already taking care of your heart, because what you do need are the omega-3s. These are essential fatty acids that we don't get enough of them in our diet. That's why you have to supplement with them. And we have the best, most pure, powerful, pure, potent omega-3s on the market today at Rescue Natural Supplements. And right now you can buy one, get one free during the entire month of February by using the code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. And you can order right now at res-q.com. Just plug that coupon code in at checkout or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, and get your Omega 50 Omega-3s today with the coupon code OMEGA50, and get rid of the bad cholesterol, the triglycerides, reduce chronic inflammation, so many other healthy benefits by using Omega-3s. Once again, that Omega code for your Omega-3s, buy one, get one free, is OMEGA50. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you. Sean Bolivar Mann has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2023 murder of his ex-girlfriend. A 55-year-old Levi Feldman found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges last year in the shooting death of 45-year-old Lakeisha Wheeler in the parking lot of Pikesville High School. Prosecutors say Feldman was jealous of Wheeler's new relationship and he threatened to kill her and her new boyfriend. Wheeler was the mother of his children. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 state's attorneys general in warning against efforts by the Trump administration and Elon Musk to defund and disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Brown says that for more than a decade, the CFPB has protected consumers from financial institutions' unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices, and dismantling the agency could be devastating. Maryland State Police arrested two men in connection with separate road rage incidents in Baltimore and Prince George's County. 71-year-old William Shockey is charged with first and second degree assault and related firearms offenses for the February incident in the area of I-695 and Liberty Road. 70-year-old Charles Provost of College Park is charged with first and second degree assault in connection with an armed road rage incident on Route 1 in Prince George's County. And a former retired Ravens star linebacker, Terrell Suggs, has now pled guilty to disorderly conduct charges in Arizona. Suggs was arrested last year for allegedly pulling a gun during a road rage incident at a Starbucks drive-thru in Scottsdale. The Baltimore Ravens Ring of Honor member will be sentenced on April 1st. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM next.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker-owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 373. Your pick 4, 8337. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at 83 in that area of Middletown Road coming down to Shawan Road. All is well. Very nice ride there. Continuing north on the Interstate 83 up to the Pennsylvania line. No problems at all. 795, you're good. Franklin Boulevard down to the Beltway. 95 from White Marsh. All the lanes are open. The Beltway is still clear for the most part. Minor buildup only right now between Liberty Road, I-70 and Route 40. JFX, you're okay. The lanes are open between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. And so far, nothing out of the ordinary. We're busy, but the traffic is moving, mainly southbound right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There'll be a few clouds to begin this Friday, otherwise sunny and windy through the afternoon with a high of 37 as winds gust out of the northwest and clear and breezy tonight with a low down to 20. A little bit warmer for the week and a sunny Saturday with a high of 42 and under sunshine on Sunday afternoon, the high should climb to 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Marr from the
the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimoreans. What can you say but wow? Jack Gilden reporting for Gary Stein. You can't take our country, and you can't take our game. Those were the biting words of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last night, just moments after Connor McDavid took a pass right in front of American goalie Connor Hellebuck's nose and slapped it home for the winning goal in the Four Nations face-off championship game. In a tournament pockmarked by bare-knuckle brawls and gaudy displays of national disrespect, the dramatic 3-2 overtime victory was sweet vengeance for Canadians. Given the stakes, the fists, and the hard words, all week, it was the most dramatic moment on ice in decades, if not ever. Well, the major American sports organizations chimed in last night to say that they support legislation introduced in Congress that would allow state and local law enforcement to disable drones during sporting events. The NFL said that in the 2023 season alone, it experienced more than 2,800 drone incursions. The airborne vehicles pose a potential threat since they can be outfitted with conventional or biological weapons. Two different Ravens games have been interrupted by drones, including the AFC Championship game in 2024 and this year's wild card playoff against the Steelers, both in Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens offseason of scandal continues. Ravens legend Terrell Suggs has pleaded guilty to a criminal charge in Arizona where he reportedly got into a beef in a Starbucks drive-thru lane, which led to him brandishing a firearm. But in a deal with Arizona prosecutors, he pleaded guilty to only one count of disorderly conduct. No one in football is getting hit harder this year than the Ravens brand. And that is Stein on Sports. WCBM time is 6:36. When we come back, staying up late.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
All right, so Jack Gilden, nice to officially welcome you here to the show, and for Gary Stein on sports, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Now, you said something that I have to take a little bit of issue with.
Yes.
The hockey game last night, look, it would have been nice to have won, but I don't know, you're right about the politics and the jabs going back and forth, but I don't think it was the biggest hockey game ever. I think that one was in 1980, the miracle on ice, and the difference for me is these are all NHL guys that are playing Canada versus U.S. Mm-hmm. That team that beat the Soviet machine, that to me was the greatest U.S. hockey.
Yeah, because it was a game of all young amateurs going against what were essentially the best professional players in the world in beating that team. But this was a huge moment. I mean, it really straddled the political and the sports with so much going on between the United States and Canada. So it was a pretty big deal, and the Canadians took it very, very seriously. I guess it was their fire on ice.
Well, we'll see what happens March 29th. The Americans are going to launch a team for the World Curling Championships. and we'll see how that goes up in Moose Jaw. We'll see, Canada.
Yeah, I'll be doing my curling 16 ounces at a time.
Hey, very good.
You guys have a great morning. I'll see you in a half hour.
Jack, thanks so much. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Sheldon Whitehouse is kind of a loony left kind of guy. Yes, of course, he's an elected official here in the United States of America. He characterizes Doge, which so far has found literally billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse, and they're just, you know, they're still working at this, and there's going to be a whole lot more. He says, no. We should be looking at that. For him, Doge is just like a smash-and-grab robbery.
I would analogize this to a smash-and-grab robbery.
all done for the benefit of providing tax breaks to billionaires at the end of the day, but in its tactics right now, essentially a smash and grab robbery. And speed is to your advantage when you're the smash and grab robber. And doing as much destruction as you can quickly is to your advantage when you're the smash and grab robber.
So what he sees is not trimming the fat, not getting rid of programs that have no function or that are actually against the stated goals of this administration. What he sees is somehow that we're destroying the system that he has benefited from rather substantially. But he says, oh, we're not done. Make sure you keep your eyes on the courts because we're going to win there.
Over time, courts will look at this. Evidence will mount. He will need things from Congress. And the situation will change. I think it's particularly important to watch the courts where he's losing case after case after case after case for the very precise reason that what he is doing is illegal.
No, it's not. But he's not losing case after case. Typically what's been happening is the Democrats have asked for temporary restraining orders, TROs, and they're granted while the judge takes a look at the information and then comes down with a judgment. Most of those judgments are coming down in favor of Donald Trump, and the ones that aren't, well, they end up getting bounced up to a higher court. This stuff will end up in front of SCOTUS, and SCOTUS, my bet is, will find uniformly for Donald Trump.
But you know, I can't remember which ruling it was in the Supreme Court last year, but it was in Clarence Thomas wrote in one of these rulings, and I'll go look it up again to find out. Yeah. But he was concerned about the nationwide injunctions or these TROs that a single judge from a circuit can place in the entire country. Yeah. He felt that was maybe for his circuit, it could be an injunction for that particular circuit, that particular region of the country, but that injunction should not be placed nationwide. And that was his argument. And I think we're going to see that again come up in one of these cases here with the Supreme Court.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think that it's a crazy system where you can have some circuit judge decide that his or her judgment should supersede the Constitution, should supersede the elected officials of this country nationwide. It's crazy talk. And, of course, this means that the Trump administration and the DOJ have to then go out and defend their positions, and you'd be using up man hours doing this, and that's the whole goal of these things. Slow them down. Now, Chris Clue, I think I'm pronouncing that right, it's K-L-U-W-E, a former NFL player, had a cup of coffee at the Minnesota Vikings as a kicker. He showed up at the Huntington Beach, California town meeting. Somehow, we're not going to talk at the town meeting about which street gets paved next. This was on his agenda.
MAGA stands for trying to erase trans people from existence. MAGA stands for resegregation and racism. MAGA stands for censorship and book bans. MAGA stands for firing air traffic controllers while planes are crashing. MAGA stands for firing the people overseeing our nuclear arsenal. MAGA stands for firing military veterans and those serving them at the VA. MAGA stands for cutting funds to education, including for disabled children. MAGA is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democracy, and most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement. You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that is what it is.
Yeah, okay. More than a decade ago, he got into some hot water inside the NFL for his vocal support of same-sex marriages and of trans individuals. So he's out there on the left.
He's a kicker.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
But you know what? You wouldn't think he's taking that many blows to the head. Seriously. Well, we'll hear what Elon Musk has to say about what MAGA is doing and whether or not it's actually important in the long run. That's coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Make sure
you... really, kickers? They've got minutes. Just it's like the guy that the Kansas City kicker, he got in trouble for being a conservative, but the liberals, they love these guys.
Yeah, this guy, they went and laid down on the floor.
Right.
I said, I'm gonna use nonviolent protest. Fine, okay, you've had your moment in the sun, trying to reclaim your glory. And this, of course, Sean was a former lineman. Was that correct? You're a middle linebacker. What are you playing?
Linebacker. I was a running back and linebacker.
Running back and linebacker. But then when they replaced leather helmets with those plastic things, he couldn't take the change. Got out of the game entirely.
Yeah.
6:43, traffic, weather on the threes, Chuck.
I think this guy was snorting the yardage lines.
Yes.
running down it with a straw on his nose. Look what I got. Turns out it's lime. What the hell? Yeah. Still rot your brain.
Lawsuits go to Chuck Whitaker.
Whatever. I got a few stacks of those somewhere. You know that.
Somewhere. Yeah.
The morning construction is underway now. I told you they would be here eventually. Northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County. They don't work overnight. They wait till it gets light out, and then they let the traffic have it. Friday morning at 7 o'clock, they block a lane on the interstate. So now we're backed up 76-mile marker northbound on 95. We'll keep an eye on that. New Rank, Baltimore County just came in. Liberty Road at Owings Mills Boulevard. It's a traffic out in Randallstown. Looks like there might be some road blockage there. Both the tunnels still at last check running with the lanes open. Might be just a little more traffic now on 895 southbound for that traffic coming south from Eastern Avenue. But overall, it's not too bad. Just looking at the camera at O'Donnell Street, looks good there. And the Fort McHenry Tunnel right next door with the lanes open coming south from the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a little bit of a windy start to the day today, and then partly cloudy, and we'll see some sunshine, more sunshine a little bit later on this afternoon. 37 the expected high today. Tonight we're back down around 20, then the big warming trend, sunny and 42 for Saturday, sunny and 47 on Sunday, and right now it's 20 in Owings Mills, 21 in Columbia. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Oreo is celebrating its big birthday in March. It's March the 6th. They're going to let us eat cake. The cookie brand just unveiled the new product, Oreo Double Chocolate Cakesters. These are soft Oreos. They're like soft baked.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Cakesters.
Cakesters. Chops. Chuck's a cakester, isn't he?
Yeah, I like cake.
He's soft and baked most mornings.
That's true.
Chuck, actually,
at least by 9 o'clock, I'm baked. I can tell you that.
By and large, Chuck takes his Oreos and just dips them right down into his drink, and they come soft and very tasty after that. Is that right, Chuck?
By the way, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
For the crab feast coming up, is there any limit on anything?
What do you mean, limit?
You want drinking limit? Drinking limit? Yeah. One of my friends wants to know.
You're asking for a friend? Yeah.
I know what I can have. When you're me, you can have whatever you want.
I know. It's all you can eat. I know. Yeah. Okay. Taco Bell, the brand that keeps on giving, have now come out with Milk Bar Birthday Cake Churros. So these are like little desserts. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know what a churro is. It's like a cinnamon pastry. Yeah.
Full of sugar.
Yeah. And now they've got the birthday cake flavored filling for the churro. 7-Up, new permanent flavor, adding a tropical twist. Okay, they're saying the lemon-lime carbonated soft drink is now blended with tropical flavors of mango and peach, just in time for summer.
I want to live in the man.
Maybe I'll tell you what, over crushed ice with some gin in it might be pretty good.
Okay, there he goes. I was going to add something there. Panera introducing new cranberry walnut chicken salad sandwich. The cranberry walnut chicken salad sandwich at Panera.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Or vodka for the other thing, by the way.
Or either one.
Not Hennessy?
Or maybe even tequila.
Hennessy, sorry.
Krispy Kreme and Hulu have teamed up. They are now coming out and marketing movie snack donuts. These are 12 donuts. They're tiny little bite-sized donuts that you get in a small box, and they're just, if you want to take them to the movies or watch your favorite, binge your favorite television show at home, you can pick them up.
I need a box.
At your Krispy Kreme. 12.
12?
Yeah.
Not enough. You have to have two or three. Yeah.
So, Chuck, how many come in a box, do you know?
Chuck? 12.
It's a dozen.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry. I was looking at something. No. Okay. I'm sorry.
He was getting baked. McDonald's.
I was rolling over.
Barbecue bacon quarter pounder with cheese is out.
Oh.
In some test markets. This is the new, the bacon, the Applewood smoked bacon is the new addition there. So, good stuff at Mickey D's.
Yes, not the McRib.
No, the McRib. Is that still out, by the way? Is
it? I hope not.
I think it comes back every once in a while.
It just, it comes, you know, like
that's for the 100...
A bad dream, it keeps recurring.
Have you ever seen what that meat looks like without the sauce?
No, you don't want to see that.
It looks like an old flannel suit.
Do you you get your meat without the sauce?
I've seen it without the sauce. It's not good.
Oh, okay. You've seen the naked meat, Ben.
The naked meat.
At McDonald's.
I wouldn't go that far. Okay. But,
what was
it? Yes, let's not go that far.
It looks like a brain. It looks like a gray brain.
There was a stink about a year or two ago for they were using the meat that they got right off the bone. It was called, it wasn't just beef. It was, they actually scraped the last little bit of meat off the bone and made that into burgers. And there's a big stink about this is how dare you use that. But if you go out to the Midwest, they specialize. It's supposed to be very tender meat, but somehow that was a problem for people because they wanted basically to have all their hamburgers at McDonald's made out of Angus beef. And that's just not going to happen.
Well, if it's an Angus cow that the meat is coming from, yeah, it would still be Angus beef.
Now, this is called, I forget what it's called.
It's something that the last bit of meat attached to the bone.
Yeah, somebody listening knows, I just drawing a blank on what it's called. But if you go to meatpacking country on the Midwest, they serve them as delicacies.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
No, it wasn't. You're bored to tears.
You should want to run right out and get some.
Yeah.
I'll go right down to Parks.
Chuck, can you research that for us, please?
Give me some of that meat on the end of the bone.
Somebody will know.
Of course they will. There's some crazy sumbitch out there just waiting to call.
Thank you. Finally hit their area of expertise.
Maybe Kurt will call from Edge, what he knows about all this stuff.
Edgewater.
Edgewater. Only 35 miles difference.
Hi, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You know, if you're 62 years of age or older and you own your own home, you might have some issues with cash flow, and many of us do. I mean, you know, let's face it, get hit by COVID. Maybe you miscalculated retirement funding a little bit. Maybe you've had unexpected medical expenses. Whatever. If you're running a little low on cash, you might want to consider the reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage is the only mortgage that you can take out, the only loan that you decide when you want to pay it back. That's right. You can pay it as you go with a regular mortgage, every monthly payments. You can pay it halfway through the mortgage, or you can do it wait until the entire end of the mortgage term and pay it off then when you sell the home. So, again, there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about a reverse mortgage, which former President Reagan came up with the program to keep seasoned citizens in their homes way back in the 80s. It's been around that long. And Mark McVeary is the reverse mortgage answer man. He'll come out to your home, answer all your questions about the reverse mortgage. So call Mark, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. And to get Mark to come out and answer your questions today.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and work their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true, thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Slurry Johnson.
We're We're a little bit slow, not slurry. A little bit slow northbound 95 in the construction area at Route 24. That's exit 76-77 for the traffic in Harford County. We're checking on a report of an accident. The indication was it was northbound near Route 272 in Cecil County at the 100 mile marker. I'm looking at the camera at the 99. I don't see any impact there. The wreck was reportedly crowding the right lane. So heads up north in Cecil County. I don't see it. I don't see any backup right now. We'll come back and revisit that. The one new wreck in Randallstown, it's outside the Beltway at Liberty Road at Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Didn't they write Fifth Dimension write a song about that?
Yeah, slurry on down.
Slurry down to the Stone Cold Picnic.
The stuff is called slurry. It's a liquefied meat product. It has fewer fats, pigments, less myoglobin than unprocessed dark meats.
Remember, it is breakfast time.
They're using it in hamburgers and McDonald's and other major brands, and there was a big stink about it a couple of years ago. I wanted real beef. Well, this stuff is beef, but it's in a liquefied form, and then they reconstituted as beef patties.
All right. Weather channel says windy, partly cloudy, and sunny later on this afternoon. 37 the expected high, 24 right now. Sunshine in Annapolis, and it is partly cloudy, 21 in Bel Air. BPD arrested three juveniles following a carjacking incident involving a stolen Acura SUV near Pimlico Elementary Middle Schools. The suspects, two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old, they were arrested, apprehended, and later released to their guardians, who apparently had no idea what they were doing at 6:30 yesterday evening. Authorities know this was not the first time police had been searching for these individuals, because their guardians are doing such a wonderful job of guarding their children. A black Acura SUV involved in an incident had been carjacked off the parking lot at Levendale Medical Center on February 6th. Prior to that, another carjacking occurred at Sinai Hospital, where the suspects fit the description, wearing a black ski mask and all black clothing, attempted to steal a vehicle. BPD reported that two of the juveniles have a history of violent crimes, including robberies and handgun violations. During the carjacking, one suspect reportedly was armed with a knife. A recent victim of juvenile crime expressing frustration, as you might imagine, over the release of these young offenders and their guardians. There's just wonderful adult supervision going on. And it is this kind of pretty much sums it up. This is Liberal Democrat from Montgomery County, Jeff Waldstreicher, grilling the Secretary of Juvenile Services, Vinny Schiraldi, over the definition of recidivism. And this is what happens when you repeatedly release violent offenders back into the hands of parents that don't give a damn about them in the first place. Here is the exchange.
If someone does something bad and then does it a second time, most people would say, yes, that person has recidivated.
Done it another time, from the standpoint of this august body, is an interesting phrase. And I am not a lawyer, and I don't mean to parse, but, Senator, when do we define that someone's done something?
You've got to be kidding me. This is the Secretary of Juvenile Services. This is Wes Moore's guy, who's going to reform. Now, he didn't say whether he's going to reform it for the better. So maybe, you know, Wes Moore, the governor of this state, believes he's reforming it for the worse. Because done it one more time means they've gone out and committed yet another crime.
How can that be confusing? I mean, seriously, how could you possibly be confused with the phrase, if they've gone out and done it again? What does that mean? Really?
Yeah.
How dumb can you possibly...
parse here. I'm not a legal expert. No, we all know what it means. Recidivism is, again, when you go out and you commit crime again. Over
And over and over again.
And that happens because there are no consequences in this state for juvenile offenders. None. Zero. Nada. Thank you, Governor Moore, Secretary Schiraldi.
It's just amazing. Hey, listen, I've got something for you. If you're thinking about your hearing, maybe you're missing little pieces of conversation with friends. It could be not you. It could be your spouse or your mom, your dad, whatever the case might be. How about just hearing the birds chirp on a Saturday morning or your favorite song? You're missing part of a lyric here and there, or you're missing a couple of words with when you have a conversation with your spouse or with other folks. You know, losing your hearing, it takes its toll on you, physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll take a look at the Department of Education. Should it be abolished? Also, our MAG update, and Cash is confirmed, and Mitch is retiring.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wielding a chainsaw, Doge Chief Elon Musk taking the stage, making a dramatic entrance at the Conservative Political Action Conference, National Harbor, Maryland. Musk emphasizing the mission of the Department of Government Efficiency to take a chainsaw instead of a scalpel to government waste, fraud, and abuse. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller delivering what he calls a brief civics lesson to the White House press corps, noting the president is elected by the whole of the American people. Miller says the Constitution states the executive power shall be vested in a president.
What President Trump is doing is he is removing federal bureaucrats who are defying democracy by failing to implement his lawful orders, which are the will of the whole American people.
Miller also touting a 95% reduction in monthly illegal border crossing since President Trump returned to the White House.
Marking 1 month in office, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt claimed an historic start to the second Trump administration.
The president has already signed 73 executive orders. That is more than double the number signed by Joe Biden.
Among the signed executive orders are efforts to eliminate birthright citizenship, gain more presidential control over the federal bureaucracy and workforce, and eliminate diversity measures. Some of the actions face legal challenges. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel says a body, supposedly that of an Israeli hostage returned by Hamas, was not that of an Israeli mother of two young boys, as claimed by Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls it a cruel and malicious violation of the Gaza ceasefire, and he says it will be avenged. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 44 points, NASDAQ futures 21 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Five.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're in good shape at both the Harvard Tunnels southbound. No delays at all right now with heavy traffic, but everybody's moving 895 and 95 south. The northbound traffic doing fine as well. Even the Beltway looks good this morning. Parkville side is clear. The inner loop at Greenspring, not bad travel right now. Down the west side, very good from 795 down through Frederick Road. The Beltway coming up from Anne Arundel County towards the Parkway. All the lanes are open. Baltimore County had a wreck about 20 minutes ago in Randallstown at Liberty Road at Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There'll be a few clouds to begin this Friday, otherwise sunny and windy through the afternoon with a high of 37 as winds gust out of the northwest, and clear and breezy tonight with a low down to 20. A little bit warmer for the week and a sunny Saturday with a high of 42, and better sunshine on Sunday afternoon. The high should climb to 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 22 degrees. Bel Air has 24. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore man has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2023 murder of his ex-girlfriend. 55-year-old Levi Feldman was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges last year in the shooting death of 45-year-old Lakeisha Wheeler in the parking lot of Pikesville High School. Prosecutors say Feldman was jealous of Wheeler's new relationship, and he threatened to kill her and her new boyfriend. Wheeler was the mother of his child. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 state attorneys general in warning against efforts by the Trump administration and Elon Musk to defund and disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Brown says that for more than a decade, the CFPB has protected consumers from financial institutions' unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices. Maryland State Police arrested two men in connection with separate road rage incidents, one in Baltimore, one Prince George's County. 71-year-old William Shockey was charged with first and second degree assault and related firearms offenses for the February incident in the area of I-695 and Liberty Road. 70-year-old Charles Provost of College Park charged with first and second degree assault in connection with an armed road rage incident on Route 1 in Prince George's County. And finally, Terrell Suggs, former Ravens star, has pled guilty to disorderly conduct charges in Arizona. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3373. Your pick 4-8-3-3-7. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
From Hamden to Highlandtown and from Bel Air to Brooklyn Park, good morning, Baltimore sports fans. This is Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. It was a big day in local basketball last night. The Maryland Terps and the Towson Tigers were in action, but several states apart. Both schools are in the midst of breakout seasons. Let's begin on the half shell. Maryland won its 13th straight home game last night, manhandling the University of Southern California 88-71. As usual, sensational freshman Derek Queen led the way with his 13 points and a Wes Unseld-like 17 rebounds. Rodney Rice and Jacoby Gillespie pulled the weight in shooting for the Terps as they dropped 22 points and 20 points respectively. But a big challenge awaits these Ninja Turtles. Next week looms number 14, Michigan State. Well, Towson also had a big winning streak on the line last night. The Tigers toted
12 straight victories with them to North Carolina, where they took on the Elon University Phoenix. But the big momentum couldn't help the road-weary Tigers. Their streak was snapped as they lost 69-63. Nevertheless, they're still in a great position for the postseason, as their record is now 13-2 in conference. We'll be back at 7:35 with 18 Holes of Controversy. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Democrats continue their assault on DOGE. Cash is confirmed. Mitch is retired. CPAC highlights. But here is your top story in this hour.
During the conversation that Sean Hannity had with Elon Musk and Donald Trump, a couple of observations. First, I think it's obvious these two guys get along. Both Elon Musk and Donald Trump seem to really enjoy each other's company. They understand each other. They are on the same general vibe. And I thought that was fascinating to see.
Yeah, you can hear a lot of the excerpts of that in our MAGA update.
And that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But this one for you, folks. Elon Musk says, said during that conversation that what he's doing with MAGA isn't just a partisan exercise. He is convinced, as are many of us, that either you solve the deficit or we are cooked as a nation.
If we don't solve the deficit, there won't be money for medical care. There won't be money for Social Security. We either solve the deficit or all we'll be doing is paying debt. It's got to be solved, or there's no medical care. There's no Social Security. There's no nothing. It's got to be solved. It's not optional. America will go bankrupt if this is not done. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why he's here.
Now, Speaker Johnson yesterday at CPAC kind of threw water on the whole idea of dividend checks from DOGE. He says we need to pay down the debt. We need to reduce the overall deficit so that we can start paying down the debt.
I understand that. At the same time, there is something valuable about recognizing the American taxpayer. Now, the problem I would have is if it goes with everybody, including people who haven't paid taxes.
And that's going to be the problem. That's the reason why it should be deficit and debt directed and forget all this.
Lower my tax rate down the road, and that'll do just fine.
That's it. That's your big tax cut there.
Exactly right. Musk then said that there are a number of rich people, very rich people, and a number of businesses who don't see this debt, this deficit thing, as much of their concern. They said they really have to learn how to care.
There's a lot of rich people out there. They should be caring more about the country. Because the reason they should be caring more about the country is if America falls, what do you think is going to happen to your business? What do you think? Do you think are we going to be okay if the ship of America sinks? Of course not. Like what I'm doing here, what the president's doing, is it's just long-term thinking. The ship of America must be strong. The ship of America cannot sink. If it sinks, we all sink with it.
If it sinks, we all sink with it, not just here in this country. But I would argue if we sink, it will be a worldwide depression that will make the 1930s look like child's play. I mean, it will collapse the entire world. We cannot afford to have that happen. We have to stop spending our great-grandchildren's money and begin to pay our bills as we go along and begin to balance the budget and do all that kind of uncomfortable stuff we do every month as individuals. Alita Haba says, look, think of it this way. We're here in order to take a look under the hood.
If you are going to fix a car and you don't look under the hood, how can you fix it? What we're doing is taking a good hard look under the hood of where the money was spent, how it was spent. And there are tax, for instance, on Elon. We were discussing this. It's so baseless. It's so ridiculous. These people are caring more about their next election. They care more about their face on TV and their politics than they do the people they're supposed to represent, the constituents that voted for them to do the work.
Yeah, we've put you there to do the work. Do the work. Then actually the next election will come rather naturally. But instead of trying to position yourself so that it looks like you've done the work, just do the work. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Crash Cadillac.
That northbound construction area in Harford County, at least right now, is off the roadway, and the lanes are open northbound at Route 24. So good news right now. 76-mile marker, we're back up to speed there. Then a little bit further up, we checked on that wreck in Cecil County, which was also 95 northbound at Route 272 at the 100-mile marker. That is now on the shoulder and no impact at all as you're heading up towards the Delaware line. Tidings Bridge up in that area is also running with the lanes open. Beltway, fantastic right now. JFX, you're doing okay. You're clear from Ruxton Road all the way through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a windy and cold start to the day today, but sunshine will abound by later this afternoon in Toto. 37 the high. It's 20 for the low tonight, and then it warms up sunny and 42 Saturday, 47 on Sunday. Right now, sunny, 24 in Glen Burnie, and it is 21 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, so today, President Trump and Doge senior advisor Elon Musk sitting down with Sean Hannity, our colleague, to do about a 30-minute interview. And one of the topics was how the media is trying to drive a wedge between the president and Elon.
Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely. No, they said, we have breaking news. Donald Trump has ceded control of the presidency to Elon Musk. President Musk will be attending a cabinet meeting tonight at 8 o'clock. And I say, it's just so obvious. They're so bad at it. I used to think they were good at it. They're actually bad at it, because if they were good at it, I'd never be president. Because I think nobody in history has ever gotten more bad publicity than me. I could do the greatest things. I get 98% bad publicity. I could do, outside of you and a few of your very good friends, it's like the craziest thing. But you know what I have learned, Elon? The people are smart. They get it.
Yeah, they do, actually.
They get it. They really see what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the people do. The American people do get it. Musk also went on to make an important distinction about the difference between democracy and bureaucracy.
So what we're doing here is one of the biggest functions of the Doge team is just making sure that the presidential executive orders are actually carried out. And this is, I just want to point out, this is a very important thing, because the president is the elected representative of the people. So he's representing the will of the people. And if the bureaucracy is fighting the will of the people and preventing the president from implementing what the people want, then what we live in is a bureaucracy and not a democracy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we have here. Of course, it's a constitutional republic, but it is a bureaucracy. It is these unelected bureaucrats that have been running the show. And Musk talked about how he's personally experienced and witnessed Trump derangement syndrome.
They call it like Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, you don't realize how real this is until, like, it's, you can't reason with people. So, like, I was at a friend's birthday party in LA, just a birthday dinner, and it was like a nice, quiet dinner, and everyone was behaving normally. And I happened to mention, this is before the election, like a month or two before, I happened to mention the president's name. And it was like they got shot with a dart in the jugular that contained, like, methamphetamine and rabies, okay? And they're like, and I'm like, what is wrong? Guys, like, you can't have like a normal conversation. Yeah. And it's like they become completely irrational.
Yeah, and Doge, he says...
Methamphetamine and rabies.
Yeah, that's a great line. Doge really is reflecting the will of the voter, the will of the electorate, the will of the people.
What all we're really trying to do here is restore the will of the people through the president.
And what we're finding is that there's an unelected bureaucracy. Speaking of unelected, there's a vast federal bureaucracy that is implacably opposed to the president and the cabinet. And you look at, say, D.C. voting, it's 92% Kamala. Okay, so we're in 92% Kamala. That's a lot.
They don't like me here either.
I think about that number a lot. I'm like 92%. That's basically almost everyone. How can you, if the will of the president is not implemented, and the president is representative of the people, that means the will of the people is not being implemented, and that means we don't live in a democracy. We live in a bureaucracy, and so I think what we're seeing here is the thrashing of the bureaucracy as we try to restore democracy and the will of the people.
Yeah, that bureaucracy is otherwise known as the deep state, the swamp, the establishment, and the president and Musk say it's all about competence and caring.
Well, I guess at a high level, I think it's what the president mentioned earlier, which is that in order to save taxpayer money, it comes down to two things, competence and caring. And when the president was shown the outrageous bill for the new Air Force One, and then negotiated it down, if the president had not applied competence and caring, the price would have been 50% higher, literally 50% higher. The president cared. The president was competent. The price was not 50% higher as a result. And so when you add more competence and caring, you get a better deal for the American people.
But we could take, we were talking about this yesterday, I could take, give me thousands of bills, any, I could pick any one of them.
Yes, exactly.
And I could take all 1,000. And let's say it's a bill for $5,000, just $5,000, and it's done by some bureaucrat. And if he would say, I'll give you 3, I don't want to pay you 5, it's too high, I'll give you 3. But they don't do that. If a guy sends in a bill for $5,000, they pay $5,000. They expect to be cut. Everybody expects to be cut. When you send in a bill, you expect to be cut. They send in the bill higher for the most part. This is true with lawyers, legal fees. When they send in legal fees, I can cut. I wish I had the time. I would save so. But I could cut these bills in half, much better than half.
Yeah. And, but that's what he does as a negotiator, as the art of the deal. And again, a lot of times these bills, they're hidden charges, hidden fees. Most people won't ask. They won't ask for a breakdown. You get a hospital bill, how many people ask for a breakdown of the charges? I did. And that $1,600 bill turned out to be about a little over $800. But people pay it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People pay it. We didn't get that. I didn't get that. We didn't order that. We didn't. A lot of times, you know, these places, you know, they figure that you're not going to check the bill. And if they check the bill, sorry, we made a mistake. And that's what Trump has done here, and that's what Doge is doing. So, just incredible. 32 days in our golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Still to come, what is Operation Whirlwind? Well, we'll tell you all about that in just a moment. It's 7:21. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years in offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
So now in the area of the outer loop right at Hartford Road, it's really nothing major there. Went over towards Baring Parkway and looking at the camera there, and it looks like we're fine. And then one more camera shot to further west. Yeah, Providence Road, still busy. So it's going to be Hartford Road through Providence Road over towards Delaney Valley Road. But everybody's moving. That's the one heavy spot on the Beltway right now. JFX is still in really good shape and clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. And we're absolutely fine right now, moving south primarily at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a nice day today, sunny but still remaining cold, 37. Temperatures tonight, 20, and then we start to warm up beginning tomorrow and Sunday. So it's 42 Saturday, 47 on Sunday, maybe up to 50 by Monday. Sunny, 24 right now in Millersville. It's 21 in Reisterstown. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
All right, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number if you want to join the conversation. Mark Wayne Mullen yesterday was sitting with Bernie Sanders and some of the other leftists. Mark Wayne is a conservative. They're talking about the Department of Education, whether it should continue, whether it should go away, whether it should be modified in some fashion. And after pointing out that it's amusing for Mark Wayne Mullen to hear Bernie Sanders with a full-throated defense of democracy, since this guy is a socialist, self-described, that he said, you know, the Department of Education, let's go by the metrics. They've failed. If you look at the metrics, they have failed.
It's interesting to hear you guys try to defend the Department of Education. When the Department of Education was first stood up, we were ranked number one in the world globally in education, and today we rank 34th. And you think it's working? I don't even know how you defend that. I don't know how you can possibly, with a straight face, say that that's working. What we're doing is a definition of insanity, which means we're repeating the same thing, expecting different results. God forbid that President Trump comes in and actually wants to make changes.
Yeah, we've gone from number one to number 34 since the Department of Education was actually split off from what was once Health Education and Welfare, HEW, which now the rest of it is HHS. So this is what you're looking at. You're looking at a department, relatively new department, that has failed completely to achieve its mission, which is excellence in education. Education. We've gone from number one to number 34, and in some of the metrics, it's worse than that. Mark Waymiller says maybe time to try something new.
If we really say we're for the kids, then let's try something drastic. Let's actually make a change, because we're doing nothing but going backwards. And our test scores haven't improved since 1979. They've just continued to fall. So with that being said, I'm all for change.
Yeah, I'm all for changes. That's the dynamic. And look, if the Department of Education has not worked, put yourself in a corporate situation. If you run a corporation and you have a new department that was just put together maybe 15, 20 years ago, let's say it's General Motors. Let's say the department's been around longer than that. Let's call that department Oldsmobile. If the department isn't working, you stop selling Oldsmobiles. Which is exactly what happened. That is what happens. Let's say your American Motors. Well, they're gone. Let's say your Studebaker. Well, they're gone. If it doesn't work, sooner or later you have to say, I'm not throwing more good money after bad.
But yet we do that repeatedly even during the Reagan years. And I understand he was, you know, having to work with the Democrats. But you go back the last 6 years, you know, it was dubbed the Great Society of LBJ. It actually should be renamed the Rotten Society. Because what they've done, we've spent trillions of dollars in the war on poverty to no avail. We've spent trillions of dollars on the education department, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Just about every federal agency, maybe with a notable exception of the military, but there's been a lot of wasteful spending there as well.
Well, was
on fighters that we didn't need. And yeah, I agree. Yeah, so that's on the generals. And, of course, they've become way too politicized. Pete Hegseth today is talking about cutting the Pentagon budget, and there are a lot of generals. So he's got a list of generals who are about to be fired in the and should be. They just relieved the commander of the Truman for getting into an accident on the open sea. So the trillions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. And it's taken till now, till President Trump and Elon Musk. The swamp knows this. The establishment of both parties, the Uniparty, knows they've been wasting trillions of dollars over the last 60
years.
And
they're okay with it.
And they've been fine with it. You're absolutely right. That should tick off every single American, every single taxpayer, that we've been spending money and we're not getting a damn thing for it.
No, none. All right. Now, are you ready for a zinger? Are you ready?
Yes.
At CPAC yesterday, J.D. Vance was there.
Well, speaking of the press, I do think that we've had maybe more executive orders than CNN has viewers each night. So hello to our friends at CNN. I actually think that their plan was they were going to go all in on anti-Trump and hope that he could save CNN in the same way that he did, frankly, in 2017, because nobody really watched the network until he became president in 2017. But that's maybe the one thing I think the president has been unable to do, unable to save CNN's ratings.
Yeah, everybody has limits.
Nobody should.
Yeah, true.
Tim Kyle, and again, have you opened up your electric bill yet? And your gas bill, and you're in shock. You talk about sticker shock. They're all over Maryland, people are opening up their bills, and they're just flabbergasted. And some of that, obviously, is a lot of it you can blame on Annapolis. A lot of it you can blame on them removing electric choice. But some of it may be your own heating system or your air conditioning system or your electric use. So Tim Kyle is the one you're going to call to make sure that your heat pump, your forced air system, your air conditioning, whatever is working properly, number one, and number two, efficiently. It may be working, but it may be costing you dollars that you don't know about. So call Tim Kyle today, and they'll come out and check it out, 410-876-9404. Or log on to timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A Boulder City Council questioned BGE about its rate increases last night during a City Hall hearing about the rising rates. Council President Zeke Cohen said the increases appear to be far worse than anticipated, adding that Baltimoreans are suffering, and today on the City Council they're saying enough is enough. Council members are on the Public Service Commission to end the multi-year rate plan and stop BGE's proposed 2026 increases. BGE says Maryland's Empower program, the state's climate goals, aging infrastructure, and the unusually cold weather have all contributed to the need for higher rates. Baltimore man has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2023 murder of his ex-girlfriend. 55-year-old Levi Feldman was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges last year for the shooting death of 45-year-old Lakeisha Wheeler in the parking lot of Pikesville High School. Prosecutors say Feldman was jealous of Wheeler's new relationship, and he threatened to kill her and her new boyfriend. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 other states' attorneys general in warning against efforts by the Trump administration and Elon Musk to defund and disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Brown says that for more than a decade, the CFPB has protected consumers from financial institutions' unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices. Maryland State Police have arrested two men in connection with two separate road rage incidents. And these guys aren't spring chickens. 71-year-old William Shockey charged with first and second degree assault and related firearms offenses for the February incident in the area of I-695 and Liberty Road. 70-year-old Charles Provost of College Park is charged with first and second degree assault in connection with an armed road rage incident on Route 1 in Prince George's County. 732 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Thinking about selling your home in 2025? If so, this is for you. Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, for those finally ready to sell in 2025, what advice do you have?
Sean, just like I told the couple I met with last night, the sooner you start planning, the better. Their story is a common one. They've been sitting on the sidelines for almost 2 years, and now they're finally ready to make a move.
So, in 2024, seemed as though sellers moved because they needed to. Do you think you'll see more folks moving because they want to?
We're already starting to see that and expect that trend to continue throughout 2025 with the help of the new incoming administration. For those considering a move, we can provide multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, guaranteed upfront in writing.
If 2025 is the year you make the move, I strongly recommend you call or text Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
373 was your pick three. You're at pick 48337, and now it's 733. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there's a new problem on the Beltway interloop after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road in the right lane. Not sure if it's an accident or just a broken down vehicle, but they're kind of getting out of that lane. The car sitting in there with the flashers on, and already we have a delay coming up from I-70 through that area. So as you're coming up north of 70 and Security Boulevard, you'll see the bridge up ahead at Windsor Mill Road. Right before you get there, just move over to the center and the left-hand lane. The outer loop is not affected at all. Only a brief delay and some heavier traffic south, but nothing out of the ordinary at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There'll be a few clouds to begin this Friday, otherwise sunny and windy through the afternoon with a high of 37 as winds gust out of the northwest, and clear and breezy tonight with a low down to 20. A little bit warmer for the week and a sunny Saturday with a high of 42, and better sunshine on Sunday afternoon. The high should climb to 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimoreans. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary Stein. There was a tiger in the Oval Office this week. Tiger Woods, to be exact. The golf great traveled to Washington to meet with President Trump and leaders of the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. All parties are looking for a lasting agreement that's good for business. The meetings may be a boon for professional golf, but they are controversial. Some claim a conflict of interest by the president, who controls one of the world's finest portfolios of golf courses. Now, on to the ice arena. In one of the most highly anticipated hockey games ever played, the Canadian team defeated the Americans 3-2 in an overtime thriller of a Four Nations face-off championship game. Connor McDavid took a pass right in front of American goalie Connor Hellebuck and slapped it home for the winning goal. The whole tournament was crackled with political overtones and fistfights. Just moments after it all ended, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau posted on X to say, "You can't take our country and you can't take our game." Now we go from the ice to the air. The major American sports organizations chimed in last night to say that they support legislation introduced in Congress that would allow state and local law enforcement to disable drones during sporting events. The NFL said that in the 2023 season alone, it experienced more than 2,800 drone incursions. The airborne vehicles pose a potential threat since they can be outfitted with conventional or even biological weapons. Two Ravens games have been interrupted by drones, the AFC Championship game last year and this year's wild card playoff against the Steelers, both in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports. WCBM time is 7:36. When we come back, we'll check in on the birds of summer.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, a lot of ground to cover here in this segment. Let's first and foremost start with the Senate yesterday confirming Kash Patel, finally, as FBI director, with RINO's Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins voting no. But Mitch McConnell voted yes. So the final vote, 51-49. Murkowski and Collins prove time and time again that they are out of step with the MAGA American First movement. They're out of step with most conservatives. Mm-hmm. They're basically center-left Republicans that are part of the swamp. Murkowski rigged the through Alaska, ranked the ranked choice voting, to make sure that she was elected. I know they're going to possibly repeal that in the near future. But she, of course, is just symbolic of the swamp.
Yeah.
Kash issued a fiery statement. Quote, I'm honored to be confirmed as the ninth director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Thank you to President Trump, Attorney General Bundy, for your unwavering confidence and support. The FBI is a storied legacy from the G-Men to safeguarding our nation in the wake of 9/11. The American people deserve an FBI that is transparent, accountable, and committed to justice. The politicization of our justice system has eroded public trust, but that ends today. My mission as director is clear. Let good cops be cops and rebuild trust in the FBI. Working alongside the dedicated men and women of the Bureau and our partners, we'll rebuild an FBI the American people can be proud of. And to those who seek to harm Americans, consider this your warning. We will hunt you down in every corner of this planet. End of quote. Next week, I think it's Tuesday, we're going to hear from a former FBI agent. She and her husband were targeted by something is called the National Security Division of the FBI. This is what they're doing and how they're retaliating against whistleblowers and really fine agents. They're running them out of the Bureau. So we'll hear from her next week. Mitch McConnell, the other big RINO, announced yesterday he is hanging up his Senate gavel and his career, at least fairly shortly.
Representing our Commonwealth has been the honor of a lifetime. I will not seek this honor an eighth time. My current term in the Senate will be my last.
Yeah. So just a reminder, look, the only thing I can say nice about Mitch McConnell is on the Supreme Court. He really stood firm on the Democrats trying to get Merrick Garland. Can you imagine Merrick Garland?
Oh, my God.
On the Supreme Court. But Mitch McConnell.
We've seen who Merrick Garland is in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Mitch McConnell dumped millions into Lockdown Larry, who lost by 10%. But not a single penny to Kerry Lake's very close race in Arizona. He had a Biden moment at the start of the Senate conference, froze up, stared off into space, should have been removed then. Suffered a concussion at the fall, former Trump hotel, remained hospitalized after that fall. I don't think he has all his faculties, as we've seen.
Yeah.
A number of these, there was a guy, I think, a Republican in the legislature of Missouri that passed out the other day, mm-hmm. fell from the podium. So Mitch McConnell basically is responsible for most of the RINOs in the Senate today being elected with his with the money that he gets from the Senate Republican Conference mm-hmm. and the Senate yeah. Victory yeah. Leadership Fund, whatever they're calling. So he is the one responsible. At CPAC, busy day yesterday, and we heard from Vice President Vance, Elon Musk, Speaker Johnson, and others. Elon Musk, the senior advisor of President Trump, driving force behind Doge, unveiled the chainsaw for the bureaucracy at CPAC, given to him by Argentine President Javier Milei. And Musk bellowed to the crowd, "This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy." He also sat down with Rob Schmidt, talked about some of the stuff at Social Security.
saying right now that the reason that you want to get into Social Security, that you want to get into all of these different, into Treasury and things like that, is that you're looking for personal information and you're trying to make more money.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody as rich as you that cared less about money in my life. Every time I hear a story about you, you're sleeping on a couch of some other guy in a city that you could buy the entire thing.
Yeah, I'm
I don't think you care about money, do you?
No, actually, I mean, listen, like, if I steal some Social Security, I can finally buy nice things.
Yeah.
He's got a really good sense of humor as well. Vice President Vance, very impressive yesterday in his sit-down with Mercedes Schlapp, talking about Social Security, what they're finding at DOGE.
I think so many of our issues come back to the border, because if you take 30, 40 million illegal aliens, you take Medicare fraud, Social Security fraud. Why are we taking the people's Social Security payments and giving it to illegal aliens? We know that's happening in the United States of America today. We've got to stop it.
And remember this moment just several years ago?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Well, U.S. Attorney nominee Ed Martin has expanded Operation Whirlwind to not only investigate Schumer's threats against Supreme Court justices, but also threats against DOGE workers. And now he's going to investigate Democrat Representative Robert Garcia for calling for actual weapons against Elon Musk. It's about time that some of these Democrats are held accountable for their threats that have actually led to violence.
Don't forget the guy who was, what, half a block from Gorsuch's house? 743. Kavanaugh's house, right. 743. Traffic on the threes. Hey, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. That comes up in about 60 seconds. And you may win good stuff from us. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We have delays coming up the Beltway now from Route 40 through I-70 and up towards Liberty Road. It's a broken down vehicle right side of the roadway just north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So they're kind of bunching up right there. And I don't know if anybody's actually behind it yet. I don't see a police car there yet. So he's in an area where they're running right up on it, and then they have to kind of get over to the left-hand side. So we're slow there. The outer loop is now filled in just a bit between I-70 and Route 40. The outer loop on the Parkville side was slowing through Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. So far, everybody's been okay, and nothing major with a little heavier traffic southbound going into both the harbor tunnels, but it looks like all the lanes are open. Just going to change the camera here. Yeah, right at Eastern Avenue, there's no backup there at all. And then the traffic coming into downtown, 95 Russell Street, 395, that interchange is clear. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze, your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather channel forecast, sunshine today and a cold, high of only 37 down to 20 tonight. Starts to warm up Saturday at 42. Sunday it'll be 47. Right now windy, 26 in Stevensville, 23 and mostly sunny in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug. Val in White Marsh is our contestant. Good morning, Val.
Morning, Val.
Good morning. Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I'll do last.
All right.
Smarter than I am.
All right. Good luck to you, Val. Here are your three stories. Well, maybe she should have told the judge she needed the chickens for eggs. But a New Jersey woman had just been ordered by a judge to remove her five emotional support chickens from her backyard coop. The latest legal twist in her battle against the Homeowners Association, which prohibits livestock and fowl living in the yard.
Well, they offered to pay her. Would have been cash for cluckers.
That's right. Story two. Third-term project presents a controversial push to amend the U.S. Constitution's 22nd Amendment, which currently limits presidents to two terms. It is being done to allow President Trump to seek a third term in office. The third-term project says it will reveal its action plan later this week. In story three, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the international press this week he really no longer wants to occupy Ukraine or even to have most of it now that it has all these holes in it. Putin spoke through a translator, told the press he no longer wanted a country so riddled with destruction, and told Ukraine to get their act together and start making repairs as they get ready for peace. All right, this is story one. Judge rules against emotional support chickens in the woman's backyard. Story two, the third term project for Trump. Or story three, Putin says he doesn't want Ukraine any longer because it's too damaged. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I could see the chicken story being true, and I could see there being a group, doesn't mean it's going to happen or that Trump's endorsing it, but I could see a group pushing for a third term. I'll say number three. I did not hear that Putin said that.
All right, Kristen goes for story number three. Chuck?
I think Rootin' Tootin' probably wants it, so I'll go with three.
Chuck goes for three. Bruce?
Well, I like the idea of foul living. Oh, there was foul living somewhere. I'm sorry, I got a little confused. That is true. Story number two is true. Cash for clunkers from Putin, that's fake news.
Okay, and another vote for story three. What are you thinking, Val?
I think I'll go with everybody else.
All right, Val goes for story number three as well. Putin saying, I don't want Ukraine any longer. It's too, got too many holes.
It's all full of holes.
Yeah, that he caused. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day today. Congratulations,
no,
Val.
Go, Val.
And the rest of the panel, you sniffed that one out this morning. Put you on hold, tell you to get your prize. 7:48. 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, parents are really upset and they're speaking out over House Bill 161, now over in the Senate here in Maryland. This would not allow parents to opt out of sex education and or gender identity class or the curriculum for their third graders and beyond. So that is starting to really get a lot of heat and attention. We'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangiotti at 8:37 this morning as well. We'll also hear from White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett on the plan for tariffs and what that might mean for the income tax. By the way, Delegate Aaron Kaufman, he is a Democrat here in Maryland, representing District 18, if I'm not mistaken. He's out with a guide to illegal aliens and immigrants, telling them what they can and can't do, or know your rights regarding ICE if you're approached by ICE. So he is now the Maryland's AOC.
Yeah.
As he has become, and he says you can call CASA's 24/7 raid hotline to report any ICE encounters. This is what they've been doing to thwart the legal enforcement of our immigration laws. So this is a Democrat representative here in Maryland that is advocating that you get in the way of ICE. Mm-hmm. And, again, giving all sorts of advice to immigrants, legal and illegal and otherwise. So right here in Maryland is, I'm wondering now if Maryland's, if we continue down this road, because Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, said they're going to cut federal funding to these sanctuary cities. They've already sued Chicago and Illinois.
Right.
They've sued New York. And who knows? Will Baltimore and Maryland be next? 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Democrats continue attacking DOGE.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for, and they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express
teeth in a day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Parents are pushing back against the sex ed courses proposed by the state. Of course, Nino Mangione joins us. Delegate Mangione at around 8:35. And then Stephen Miller takes on the media in the press room. It's a blast. You got to hear this. That's coming up in the next 60 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And then, of course, Kim Plasek live at 9:05 this morning. 7:53 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so there's backup on the Beltway. If you're coming up from I-70 and Route 40 and you're wondering what's going on here after I-70, it's a broken down vehicle on the right side after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So it's before you get to Liberty Road. I'm just looking at the live shot. Again, I don't see anybody behind it yet. No police car, no state highway at this particular point. So he's in the right lane, kind of in a bad spot. There's a lot of construction ongoing there. So the backup right now, let me just check the camera back at I-70 to see. We're backed up almost to I-70. So if you're coming up from Route 40, that's exit 15. You're slow from there almost to exit 18 because of that broken down vehicle on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we start off with partly sunny skies today, high 37 down to 20 tonight, and then sunny and 42 for Saturday, Sunday a little warmer, 47 under sunny skies. Right now it is mostly sunny, 25 in Severn, and it is 25 in Middle River. Let's go to the phones. Richard is listening in North Carolina.
Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Richard.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody mention this lady, but the U.S. Post Office, they've been losing billions of dollars every year. They raised the first-class rate on us, but I never hear them talking about raising the rates on the junk mail. You probably have 2,000 or more post offices around the country with a postmaster, assistant postmaster, and who knows how many managers that are probably not contributing much. So I think they could save billions.
I think it's a good point. I think they're going to get around to the Postal Service as well as Amtrak.
I did send those email this morning mentioning the post office just in case they might forget it. But I know it's been at least 20 years they lose billions of dollars. They came up a couple times about canceling Saturday mail or this or that, but nobody's ever pushed the issue.
Yeah, unfortunately, look, there are a lot of good postal workers. I know some that, they leave their politics behind in their work, but the management and the leadership, a lot of the postal office is friendly to the Democrats. They contribute to the Democrats, and I think there was problems in the 2020 election, as evidenced by problems in the Postal Service as well. So that needs to be, it has been politicized, and that needs to be identified and rooted out as well.
Let me just disagree mildly. There are a lot of good postal workers, great post people. There are also people that I run into whenever I happen to go into the post office behind the counter who act as if it is a burden on them to have people standing in front of them that they have to do something with. Yeah. I don't see that attitude when I go to UPS or to FedEx or to anybody else.
No, I think there's some. There are some with the major attitude problems. My letter carrier is amazing. He's a great guy. I've had, actually, the letter carriers I've had in 36 years, I've had like three. in 36 years. They've all been amazing. But that doesn't mean there isn't problems elsewhere. Which,
no, not as even the letter carriers. Yeah. I see it when I go to mail something at the post office. The attitude is, I think, what underlies this, I have my job. Yeah. I know it's secure. Nothing you can do to me. You're a pain in my butt for being here.
When I get into that kind of issue, I go to a different post office. And I have. I used to go to, I'll leave names out of it, but I used to go to one large post office. Now I found a smaller one that I go to, and the service is much, much better.
Yeah, but you can't, not everybody can actually have a post office installed in their living room as you have.
Exactly.
So that's a little
or you can do your own, wasn't it? Stamps.com or whatever.
Sure, that's right. Michael Whatley is the head of the Republican Party, and he points out a truth that should be obvious to all of us. You know, all the hollering, the hooting and hollering. That's going on from people who are saying it's horrible what Doge is doing. Whatley says, follow the money.
Look, the people who are screaming the most right now are the people who are affected by these cuts. These are all people who have been receiving this money. The fact is that the taxpayers, the voters of America, have said no more.
That's it. The taxpayers, the voters of America, have said no more. We let our voices be heard this past November. So no amount of hooting and hollering, yelling and screaming is going to dissuade us much. However, there are those in Congress who are convinced somehow that they've done things better in the past. They had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Among those, yes, Jasmine Crockett.
He's not the one that had anything to do with the $1,200 refunds that people had during the midst of COVID that was done by Democratic House and Democratic Senate. Right now, what they're going to do is say, hey, we want to give you a refund, but Congress won't let us because they already know that there's just no money for that. The only reason that those refunds came before was because we were living in different times. This was a time in which hopefully we won't ever go through again. We had a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic.
Well, once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, she went on to say, by the way, that the Republicans are anti-science, and if Donald Trump keeps laying off scientists, we're going to have pandemic after pandemic after pandemic.
Well, she is now my least favorite member of Congress.
She's
eclipsing Ilhan Omar and AOC. 759 Wallace Roofing, they've been doing this for 90 years, and that is repairing roofs, installing new roofs, gutters, downspouts, you name it. And they're just great craftsmen. What I like most about Wallace Roofing, and they've repaired my roof, they worked on Bruce's gutters and stuff on his home, is that they're quality craftsmen. You get the finest materials available at an affordable rate. And again, affordable is the key here. Not the cheapest, not the most expensive, but affordable, because we all know and dread having to either, you know, repair or replace a roof. But, you know, it's most important that you do that, because if your roof has got damage, water damage, whatever, and that can actually get into the rest of your home and cause much more significant damage. So call Wallace Roofing today. They have their own contractor. They don't even know. They don't subcontract their own employees. They have 0% financing. 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Coming up on 8 o'clock on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Nino Mangione, W. Mangione, in about half an hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anna Chumason. The White House is not shy about touting President Trump's record since his return to the White House. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller saying the president, within days of taking office, cut border crossings 95%. And then there's Vice President Vance on the stage at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference.
The annual conference, which traditionally has brought together different factions of the Republican Party, has become increasingly aligned with President Trump's MAGA wing. The vice president touted the Trump administration's success in its first month of restoring, quote, safety and prosperity to the American people, which he said is the president's fundamental goal.
The fundamental goal is we want your children and grandchildren to be able to raise a family in security and comfort in the country that we all love. That is the whole goal of President Trump's agenda.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And the president's agenda enjoys a good day in court.
The Trump administration registered a few legal wins Thursday.
two federal judges refusing to impose temporary restraining orders, one on the mass layoff of federal workers while a lawsuit brought by unions moves forward, another over the halt to funding of the nation's largest private refugee resettlement program brought by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
And that's correspondent Ben Thomas. Senate Republicans passing a $340 billion budget plan includes funding for border security, energy production, and the military. Rand Paul, the lone Republican to vote no. The measure now goes to the House, where it faces an uncertain future. Cash Patel to be sworn in today as a new FBI director. Two Republicans, Collins of Maine, Murkowski of Alaska, siding with all the Democrats yesterday and voting no on the nomination. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 192 points, NASDAQ futures 73 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Pfizer.
Friday morning, 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays coming up the Beltway with the broken down vehicle on the inner loop after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So if you're coming up from Route 40, you're getting on at Security Boulevard and coming up from I-70. That's the reason for the slowdown there. There was some help there a moment ago, so hopefully we're going to get that lane back open. We'll get Chart to keep an eye on that for the traffic coming north. But right now, you'll have that delay because of that broken down vehicle that's been there for a while on the inner loop after I-70. There's a new wreck in Prince George's County. It's affecting the ramp eastbound on Route 50. It would be on the ramp that would take you north onto Route 3. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There'll be a few clouds to begin this Friday, otherwise sunny and windy through the afternoon with a high of 37 as winds gust out of the northwest, and clear and breezy tonight with a low down to 20. A little bit warmer for the week and a sunny Saturday with a high of 42, and better sunshine on a Sunday afternoon. The high should climb to 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 25 degrees. Ellicott City has 22 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 state attorneys general in warning against the efforts by the Trump administration and Elon Musk to defund and disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Brown says, for more than a decade, the CFPB has protected consumers from financial institutions' unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices. Maryland State Police have arrested two men in connection with separate road rage incidents in Baltimore and Prince George's County. 71-year-old William Shockey, charged with first and second degree assault and related firearms offenses for a February incident in the area of I-695 and Liberty Road. And 70-year-old Charles Provost of College Park, charged with first and second degree assault in connection with an armed road rage incident on Route 1 in Prince George's County. Former Ravens star, linebacker Terrell Suggs, Ring of Honor, has pled guilty to disorderly conduct charges in Arizona. Suggs was arrested last year for allegedly pulling a gun during a road rage incident at a Starbucks drive-thru in Scottsdale, Arizona. Baltimore City Council questioned BGE about its rate increases Thursday night. President Seek Council says increases appear to be far worse than anticipated, adding that Baltimoreans are suffering, and today they hope that the council says enough is enough. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 373. Your pick 4, 8337. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again. Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimoreans. Good morning to you. This is Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Well, in sunshiny Florida, a story of brotherly warmth is unfolding in Orioles training camp. Just like the Harbaugh brothers of football fame, the Orioles have their own set of siblings. In 2025, it's not the Ripkins, it's the Brittons. It wasn't that long ago that Baltimore drafted both Buck and Zach. They played together in their AAA days, but now they are reunited and coaching the young birds this spring. Buck is part of manager Brandon Hyde's permanent big league staff, but his former fireballing baby brother Zach is only around to help out this spring. And now, women's hoops. The Lady Terps are their usual stellar selves in 2025. Ranked 21st in the nation, they traveled all the way out to Northwestern last night and took care of their business. They defeated the Wildcats 85-79 in Big Ten play. Maryland was led in scoring by Kayleen Smichael, who netted 23. Guard Cheyenne Sellers chipped in with a team-high 7 rebounds. Next up for the Lady Terps, the Hoosiers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hour three, excuse me. I lost an hour somewhere. It's that daylight savings time. It continues to haunt me.
Yep, yep.
410-922-6680 is our number here, of course. This is the right choice for Marylanders to wake up and listen to each all 3 hours. We start at 6 a.m. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at more from Stephen Miller. Incredible performance yesterday at the White House press conference, tour de force. On the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. And our top story here for you in this hour is parents are speaking out. Parents, as you might imagine, upset, outraged, slamming Maryland House Bill 161, which passed the House a week ago. And this would remove the choice for parents to opt out for school lessons starting as early as third grade on sex education and gender identity indoctrination, because that's what it is. It's indoctrination. And again, this passed 95-39. 95 along party lines. Democrats who want teachers, administrators, and others to educate your children, to indoctrinate your children into sexual matters, into gender identity, and to start to manipulate these children. Again, if this bill passes in the Senate, where it now is, again, any parent who thinks that they want to have any say in their child's rearing and raising is going to have to remove that child from public school.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. And first we hear from Delegate LaToya Congolo, who has been a guest on this show in the past. And she says, look, it's our job to protect these children.
You have parents that have religious and cultural beliefs that have been dismissed. And frankly, our job as parents is to protect our children.
Yeah. One parent from Carroll County, Jessica Garland, brings up a very good point as to why there should be massive opposition to this bill.
It's just a complete violation of my beliefs. It's definitely a violation of my parental rights. I should always have a say in what my kid learns, especially at those young, sensitive ages, especially if it's revolving around sex or gender identity.
House Ways and Means Committee Chair Vanessa Atterbury, Democrat Marxist from Howard, and Delegate Chris Fair, Democrat Marxist from Montgomery County, sponsored this bill. Here's Delegate Fair.
If you look at gender as in its entirety, there are men, there are women, there are non-binary people, there are all kinds of discussions that we could have around gender.
Yeah, you can have those discussions, but you're wrong. There are men. And there are women.
Period.
There's an XX chromosome, a woman, and an XY chromosome, a man. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else, because there are chromosomal variations, mm-hmm. but they are mutations.
You have a very, very slight chance. I forget. It's a very tiny chance of having an XXY. But that's about the only variation.
Yeah.
That's
it. You know. That's it. That you can feel like anything else you want. You can claim that you're anything else you want, but that's it. Those are the choices. That is the science. And here's parent Caitlin Edmondson of Carroll County.
Is excluding parents and children so hard because our biggest job as parents is to protect our kids. And when you have something as big as the government that's threatening that and threatening to take away your rights and threatening to not allow you to have your kids learn just the basics in school, it's difficult because you're fighting a giant.
Yeah, you are. And you're fighting a giant here in the state of Maryland. And if you have children that actually think they're another gender, they need help. And they need counseling. They need professional help. But you don't sit there. And by the way, I noticed on Delegate Fair's, this was on from Fox 45, while he was appearing on screen, he did have the pronouns he, him. So everybody knows, we think he's a man. Of course, with his gender definition, who knows?
Well, he believes, at least for the day, he's a man. It's 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Gender optional, I guess. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I just say one thing, be an ugly-ass woman, that's all I can tell you.
Well, come on, you know you're attracted to him.
Okay, Bruce. You and I have a side date after the crab feast.
We'll go out and we'll celebrate. Nasty sumbitch.
The interloop is still slow. The broken down vehicle above the bridge at Windsorville Road is gone. They pulled it out of there. So we're recovering, but we're still backed up. And believe it or not, the tail end of the backup went all the way back to Frederick Road. So that's a long delay. It's moving, but I think probably a half an hour or so that should clear itself out, barring any new problems. Of course, there's a lot of construction there between I-70 and Liberty Road. Everybody else is doing fine. Looking at this live shot here, all four lanes are open southbound as well as northbound. We are completely clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, it is going to be a cold day again today. It'll be partly sunny and 37 tonight, 20. Tomorrow's sunny and warm up to 42 and then 47 by Sunday and then maybe we see 50 by early next week. So we certainly hope so. Get out of this cold stretch, as they say. Sunday 26 right now in the city, 25 in Bel Air. And which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV coming up next?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tom, once again for us to head to the circus to find out which loony has lost it. So please, into the big top, grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clock car enters, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a woman who has now been displaced by Jasmine Crockett as perhaps the stupidest woman in all of Congress. Yes, it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Listen to her twisted perception of reality. It's really kind of charming.
Elon Musk is not going after efficiency. He's not going after making these things better for people. He's trying to steal Medicaid so that he can enrich himself. He is trying to steal and gut NASA to line his pockets with SpaceX. He is trying to gut everything that is good in America for his own private profit. This is the culmination of what oligarchy is all about.
I see. He's trying to steal somebody's Social Security check. Yeah, because he's short on cash. And that way, as Musk said earlier, hey, I can do that so I can buy some nice things. It's amazing. AOC, listen, you've got to up your game if you're going to stay just as silly and outrageous as Jasmine Crockett. It's kind of, you're falling off your game substantially. She now is the hot dot for talking about the progressive candidate for presidency next time around. So if you want your name back at the top rank, get to it. Right now, get out of here.
8:17, 17 minutes after the hour. Take a call here. Robin from Kent Island. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, good morning. Yesterday afternoon, I don't remember what time, I was listening to the radio, and I heard somebody call in and say that one of the J6ers was asked to leave CPAC.
Yes.
That he had his table all set up and everything. I think his last name was Lang.
Yeah.
I'm not positive.
Yeah, it was Jake Lang. And he wasn't the only one. There were other J6ers that were initially credentialed and then booted from the CPAC at National Harbor down in Oxon Hill in Prince George's County. And I looked into it yesterday, and I was told by my sources at CPAC that due to enhanced security vetting, because the president and the vice president was there yesterday, that their credentials were yanked. But I would think, I'm not buying that excuse, because number one, and look, they were convicted and then they were pardoned by the president, so that's supposed to be wiped off their off the slate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Steve Bannon was convicted and pardoned, and he was there. He was at CPAC yesterday, and he actually thought that the J6ers were there. I guess he didn't get the information that Lang and other J6ers are booted. So, again, you have to understand there's a swamp-type element within the CPAC organizers.
Interesting.
And people that run that. And that's one of the reasons why I don't go back every year, which we used to go. Kristen will tell you, we had prime location years ago at once, right? You're right. And then after that, we got booted.
So you don't think it was with an abundance of caution that they were doing that because they were, you know, maybe they'll, you know, turn on them or something like that? You don't think that was it?
That was one of the arguments that there was some J6ers that were going to cause a ruckus or something. That was the rumor, that they were, once they got in, they were going to cause problems. I'm not aware of any, and I've talked to a lot of the J6ers. I've spoken to Jake Lang on repeated occasions.
He's been on the show.
He's a man of
month.
Faith. He's a Christian man. They actually wanted to go and show their gratitude and thanks to President Trump, because they didn't get a chance to thank him after the pardon.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. It is a shame, but here's the telltale sign. How many members of CPAC that organized CPAC went and visited the J6ers? Or lobbied on their behalf for their freedom when they were being unconstitutionally denied bail and a trial? The answer to that is zero. Hmm. Except for maybe six members of Congress, including Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, who's no longer in Congress, Paul Gosar. Most of the rest of them didn't care. And that, I think, is a sad statement.
All those days in there.
Mm. Yeah. Robin, thanks so much for
bringing that up. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that call. Day 20, 20 minutes after you are joining us now. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company, and of course, serving Maryland and Pennsylvania. Vinny is back once again this Friday. Good morning, Vinny.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. So what's the latest in the real estate market? Are you seeing any movement with interest rates still around 7%?
You know, Sean, there are still some buyers on the sideline, but inventory has increased about 7.9% nationwide. We're watching home sellers here locally that are raising their hand. They can't seem to wait any longer. It's really the sellers that need to sell versus the sellers that would like to sell but don't really have to.
All right, so the sellers that need to sell, Vinny, have to be prepared that the buyers out there may not act as fast with the way rates are right now, correct?
Yeah, Bruce, that is an excellent observation. You know, buyers know that inventory has been increasing, so they're more likely to act quickly if the home is perceived as a good value. So if you're trying to get top dollar for your home, you want to ensure that you're preparing the home properly, not wasting time or money on items that the buyers really don't care about.
Yeah, I know that's one of the things your company specializes in, Vinny, helping sellers with simple improvements that can have a big impact.
Yeah, Sean, you know, we call that our low-cost, high-impact. I was with a home seller this week. They were thinking about changing out the appliances. Now, the simple answer would be, yeah, sure, go ahead, spend the money and time, you know, go ahead and do that. And that is the response that most real estate agents would provide. I actually advised against it, because it's not a main focal point in that part of the home. So we help our customers understand what to do, but most importantly, what not to do in order to get the most amount of money within their time frame.
Well, I know the pricing is a big thing of this, right? I mean, there's a price level for virtually everything. There are companies out there quoting high prices just to get the listing, just to get the seller to sign up with them.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, unfortunately, we're still seeing that. You know, even the online programs can be deceiving by quoting inaccurate prices because they're not factoring in some of the unique characteristics of your home. So if you'd like an accurate value of your home, plus get some tips on how to get top dollar within your time frame, plus I can go over all the various closing costs so you'll know exactly how much you'll have left in your pocket after all expenses, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
That sounds great, Vinny. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it. 823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. I got a coupon for that, Johnson.
I have more than one, as a matter of fact. The Interloop's still a little bit slow. You're crossing Route 40, but much better once you clear I-70. So it's just that one little patch right now that's still hurting from the broken-down vehicle that caused all the problems on the Interloop before Liberty Road. We'll be completely clear by the time the next report rolls around, pretty sure on that. But you have the construction area north of I-70 up to Liberty Road, so you always need to be aware. JFX, perfectly fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be partly sunny today and cold. High about 37. Tonight's low 20. Sunny and 42 tomorrow and up to 47 on Sunday for the high, maybe even 50 by Monday. Mm. Right now, sunny 26 in Glen Burnie. It is 26 in Parkville. And we are talking about House Bill 161, and let's see where this bill is now. This is, again, this would allow parents to opt out, I'm sorry, to remove the opt-out choice for parents when it comes to, and I've been told by Delegate Congolo that this would go down into kindergarten. And then the standards are written for third graders.
No longer any opt-out.
But no longer. You cannot opt-out. This is mandatory sexual education of your kindergartner and gender identity confusion, manipulation, indoctrination, choose one of the above, for your kindergartner. Okay? As at 5 years old. 5 years old is when the Democrats have begun. And here's one of the points I want to make. Is how many of these teachers and or administrators or counselors have degrees in science? How many of them any experience in dealing with this kind of issue? even if you're a grade school, elementary school, middle school, high school biology teacher, you should know that there are only two genders.
You would think that continuing education only goes so far for a teacher. You know, if you're the art teacher, if you teach shop, if you teach math, you teach English, you're not expected to be fully versed on gender issues as well. You're expected to know how to add a column of numbers and how to teach the kids exactly how useful trigonometry is during our annual trigonometry season leading up to April 15th when we have to all file our trigonometry.
Yeah, absolutely. That is, you look at this bill and, you know, are they trying to replace parents altogether?
Yes. Yeah. Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. That's the direction in which we're headed. I mean, it's amazing. The books that we read in high school that said, watch out, here's this horrible dystopic world in which somebody imagined we'd be living. Well, we're just on the front edge of it right now. So as government continues to replace family, they'll be, you know, basically, if you're not familiar with the book, Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, pick it up, read it over the weekend.
Yeah. So here's what you need to do. I think you need to make the Senate phone lines burn up. But be polite, mm-hmm. but be firm. You're opposed to House Bill 161. As a parent, you think that you should have a choice. You should be allowed to opt out. And the amendment was introduced, I think it was April Rose in Carroll County that introduced the amendment over in the House, and they shot it down there by the Democrats. So last 2 years, this bill has come up, and it died in the Senate. We got to kill it again in the Maryland State Senate. So here it is right now. It's in the Education, Energy, and Environment Committee. That's where the bill is. The chair of that committee is Brian. By the way, the Democrat, the makeup of that committee, there are 11 members of the committee, 8 Democrats, 3 Republicans. So you know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
All right? There's one Democrat that I think might vote with us. That's Dahlia Attar of the city. I think she is friendly to parents, if I'm not mistaken. The rest of them I couldn't vouch for. The rest of them I couldn't tell you. So that's 4. It's 7-4 at this point, maybe. So I think you need to call the chair of that committee, Brian Feldman, Democrat, Montgomery County. Let me give you the number, 410-841-3169. That's 3661. I got two different numbers here.
Start that confused. Yeah.
Brian Feldman, chair, 410-841-3661.
All right.
Okay, 3661 is the chair of the committee. The vice chair is also from Montgomery County, Democrat Cheryl Kagan. 410-841-3134. That's 410-841-3134. That's the chair and the vice chair. And then if one of these senators, Dahlia Attar, Malcolm Augustine, Ben Brooks, I'm reading the Democrats, Katie Fry-Hester, Mary Washington, or Ron Watson. The Republicans you don't have to worry about in this case. But those are the Democrats. If one of those senators is your Democrat, you need to call them. And you need to tell them that you're opposed to this bill and why. All right, day 29 coming up, of course, on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Right now, we'll tell you about the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Michael and his firm have been helping Marylanders who've been involved in serious accidents resulting in serious injury for decades now, for over 40 years. When Michael first started here, he did the lawyer show, and he offered his advice pro bono. To many of our listeners, and he's been a valuable commodity over the years in educating us into what our rights are under in these kinds of accidents and getting the proper insurance coverage, how to deal with these kinds of accidents, what to do, what to say at the accident scene, who you should contact, of course, get an attorney, and don't try to represent yourself because that ends up badly for most clients. So remember the name of the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online, maflaw.com. It's 8:30. Time for latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Council questioned BGE about its rate increases last night. During a City Hall hearing about rising rates, Council President Zeke Cohen said the increases appear to be far worse than anticipated, adding that Baltimoreans are suffering, and today they're on the council saying enough is enough. Baltimore man has been sentenced to life without parole for the 2023 murder of his ex-girlfriend. 55-year-old Levi Feldman was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges last year for the shooting death of 45-year-old LaKeisha Wheeler in the parking lot of Pikesville High School. Prosecutors say Feldman was jealous of Wheeler's new relationship and he threatened to kill her and her new boyfriend. Wheeler was the mother of his child. Former Ravens star linebacker Terrell Suggs has now pled guilty to disorderly conduct charges in Arizona. Suggs was arrested last year for allegedly pulling a gun out in a road rage incident at a Starbucks drive-thru in Scottsdale, Arizona. Baltimore Ravens Ring of Honor member will be sentenced on April 1st. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 other state attorneys general in warning against efforts by the Trump administration and Elon Musk to defund and disband the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Brown says that for more than a decade, the CFPB has protected consumers from financial institutions' unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices. And Maryland State Police, this is an odd one, have arrested two men in connection with separate road rage incidents in Baltimore and Prince George's County. 71-year-old William Shockey is charged with first and second degree assault and related firearms offenses for an incident in the area of I-695 and Liberty Road. And 70-year-old Charles Provost of College Park, charged with first and second degree assault in connection with an armed road rage incident on Route 1 in Prince George's County. The temper of these young kids. Louder numbers coming up and traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 373. Pick 48337. And now at 833, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right. It looks like, just as we said, the interloop should clear itself out coming up from Frederick Road up to an earlier problem before Liberty Road. And right now, just looking at the camera here at the bridge at I-70, the pace is good there. We've just about cleared any slowing right at Route 40 West. That's the last little bit of it as you're coming over that overpass there. You kind of get in a blind spot there for a second. But after that, you're good from I-70 up towards Liberty Road. The rest of the beltway is clear. Both the tunnels are running with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There'll be a few clouds to begin this Friday, otherwise sunny and windy through the afternoon with a high of 37 as winds gust out of the northwest and clear and breezy tonight with a low down to 20. A little bit warmer for the week and a sunny Saturday with a high of 42, and that our sunshine on Sunday afternoon, the high should climb to 47 degrees. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimoreans. It's Friday, and I'm Jack Gilden reporting for Gary Stein. Maybe it's not opening day, but the Orioles' first spring training game of the year is a welcome event and a sign of warmer days to come. The O's will take on the Pirates tomorrow, and manager Brandon Hyde has tapped the imposing Albert Suarez to take the mound. Hyde cautioned reporters not to read too much into that choice, since once the season starts, the versatile Suarez could start or man the bullpen. He did both last year, but started 24 games and posted a 3.7 ERA.
Off the mound and onto the links we go. Tiger Woods was in the Oval Office this week where he met with President Trump and leaders of the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. All parties are looking for a lasting agreement that's good for business. The goal is to make a more lucrative business of golf for everyone, but that's not without its controversies. Some claim a conflict of interest by the president, who controls one of the world's finest portfolios of golf courses and stands to gain from any improvements to the game. Last night, one of the most highly anticipated hockey games ever played unfolded in Boston for the Four Nations face-off tournament. The Canadian team defeated the Americans 3-2 in an overtime thriller when Connor McDavid took a pass right in front of American goalie Connor Hellebuck and slapped it home for the winning goal. The whole tournament crackled with political overtones and fistfights. Just moments after it all ended, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau posted on X to say, "You can't take our country and you can't take our game." These days, there is a lot in the air at American ballparks, and Congress wants to put an end to it. The major American sports organizations support legislation that would allow state and local law enforcement to disable drones during events. It's a big problem. The NFL said it experienced more than 2,800 drone incursions in 2023 alone. Two Ravens games have been interrupted by drones, the AFC Championship game last year and this year's wild card playoff against the Steelers, both in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports. WCBM News Time is 8:36.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Got a lot of folks that want to know more about it. It's House Bill 161, and it is now over in the Senate Education, Energy, and Environment Committee. And one guy wanted to know, but look, you can go online and look up the numbers, but Senator Ben Brooks, his number is 410-841-3606. It's 410-841-3606. You got to get this bill killed in the Senate. Over in the House, it's time to go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Nino.
Morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. And as always, happy Friday. And I apologize. Some stuff came up last week in Annapolis, and as it does, as emergency, working on some stuff and had to run. But I'm glad to be back and look forward to speaking with you this morning.
Yeah, good to have you back. And we have been discussing House Bill 161, which did pass last Friday with 95 votes to 39. It's over in the Senate, and this is just outrageous that parents would not have any choice other than to remove their children from school, so to avoid sex education and gender identity indoctrination in our public schools. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a horrible bill, and HB 161, I didn't have a chance to discuss this last week, but what a real beauty this is. We're spending all these billions and billions on education. Meanwhile, this is what they do, put forth bills that prevent parents from removing or opting out of their children from these classes, teaching these kindergartners about gender, identity, and expression, absolutely nothing to do with furthering their education, with things that really matter. It highlights, I would say, the Democrats' legislative agenda this year, which is an offensive, dangerous bill. Parents have rights, that's the fact, and the intent here is to force this garbage on young children without their parents' consent. I really find it outrageous, and I caught you right there in that intro. You're right. Everyone needs to contact their state senators. Urge them to oppose HB 161. The Senate can stop this horrible legislation like they did last year, mind you. They did this last year, and they can do it again. There's no place for this. It's a push too far. They always do this where they push the envelopes, and it's just, at the end of the day, there's very little value to it, and they try to, on the House floor, use the part of the debate that we don't care about young children, that may have different parents or young children who may be going through difficult challenges with gender identity, but they want you to think that this is the end-all, be-all issue when it comes to education. It's beyond me. There's this another bill, guys, that's coming out that you're not going to believe, which we're voting on today, actually. I thought HB 161 was bad. This is perhaps, in the history of Maryland, we passed this one second reader, and I believe the vote, third reader vote is today. It was a party-line vote, support, I believe, of every Democrat. It is HB 380. Gentlemen, what this bill does, it's unbelievable, but it permits the display and sale of contraceptives and contraceptive devices in vending machines as early as kindergarten. Am I saying that they're going to do it? Gentlemen, I can't believe I'm saying this. Am I saying
that's got to be a typo in the bill.
No.
I'm sorry. What would a kindergartner do with it? I mean, seriously. There's anatomy. There's a question here, isn't there?
Am I saying it's going to happen? No, but they're repealing an old law that will allow school boards to this will now be allowed if the school boards allow it for as young as kindergarten. And we put amendments up there to just say, well, don't do it at that young age. And how about, okay, you're getting rid of the criminal offense, but don't get rid of the prohibition. And yet they didn't take any of our amendments. It is really some strange, strange stuff what's going on in education, which will take me, actually, we had a very, very interesting hearing the other day, which was the governor's bill on Kerwin, right? Because the Kerwin spending is out of control. I actually was reading an article on it last night when it said something along the lines of scores of teachers, students, and advocates all turned out. Now, that sounds nice, right? But when I hear teachers, students, advocates, unfortunately, the alarm bells sound.
Yeah.
And that's not because, I mean, I have a lot of teacher friends. I love really good teachers. We love and appreciate what they do. The ones who really care about the students, you know, put the students first. Obviously, students, although God bless any student who is an independent thinker, who is bright, articulate, really cares, whether I agree with you or not, but man, they have some of these students that they have trained pretty well to, I would say, follow their agenda, so to speak, and to, I guess, promote their agenda, but that's here, we'll get to that in a minute. And God bless advocates, people who advocate for their cause. But this is the perfect example of, gentlemen, what I like to call the other day, big education. It is big education. It is a business. It's a political business. And what we had the other day at the new Legislative Service Building, which was very expensive, to Fox Baltimore did a report on that. It was $109 million. But we had a full-blown circus on there where big education came in, which is controlled by the teachers' unions,
right.
Obviously. Annapolis is very controlled.
100%. Hold that thought. We're going to get a traffic update, and then we'll return to the teachers' union holding the Democrats captive here in the state of Maryland.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Getting ready for tea time. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop is slowing at Green Spring. I'm not sure why, because as of about 4 or 5 minutes ago, everybody was fine through here. It only takes a broken down vehicle or a minor incident over towards the JFX backing us up right now. So we'll see if we can find out what it is. I don't see anything up ahead, but Greenspring to the JFX slow there. It's a little slow yet from an earlier problem coming up the Beltway between I-70 and Route 40 West, and then up at Liberty Road. After that, we're back to the posted limit. All the lanes are open on the JFX between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast is going to be partly sunny today, 37 the expected high, and right now sunny and 28 in Glen Burnie, and it is 26 in Bel Air. You know, Delegate, the thought crossed my mind on House Bill 380 that would allow for the display of contraceptives in schools and in vending machines. Maybe they're not targeted for the children.
You may be right about that. And actually, I'm not. That yes, you.
You don't have to say anything, but it's just my thought that maybe it's there for the teachers.
They're typically there typically are separate bathroom facilities for teachers. You don't go into the little boys' room. That doesn't strike me as something. I think they think this is a swell idea. My question, very legitimately, is what is a kindergartner going to do with a condom?
What is a kindergartner going to do with sex ed and gender identity curriculum? Look, this let's call it what it is. This is a groomer bill. It's a recruiting bill. That's what it is. House Bill 161 and House Bill 380.
Totally bizarre. And the idea that this would be even thought of for schools is an absolute... I mean, it's far worse than just a distraction, but it has no value, no educational value whatsoever that it brings to the table. And the fact that somebody is thinking this up and that it's a party line vote... And again, we tried to just make some very simple, small amendments, and they didn't take any of them. Why they would even think of getting rid of something like this? And, you know, I'm not saying I would agree, but at least if you made it high school, you could have more of a adult conversation about it.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't like it, but at least that makes sense. Look, on the teachers' union, we've known. I've been doing this a long time. Bruce has. You've now been in the house for a while. This has been a train hurtling down the tracks now for decades, this education spending conundrum. And we know that it doesn't work. We're not getting any kind of results based on the money we were spending. Whether it was Thornton or whether it's Kerwin or whether it's the blueprint, which is unfunded, this is the biggest money laundering operation in the history of mankind, is it not?
So, guys, what you had here the other day is you had, so the chief of staff for the governor, it's the governor's bill. Without getting into the nuances of the bill, it basically alters and actually it slows down the Kerwin process because the funding, even the governor admits that it's unaffordable and we don't have the money. But he's not totally cutting it that's a whole other conversation, too. If you ask me, we need to just throw the blueprint out, but that's a different story. The fact is, even the governor's bill is trying to alter it a little bit, so it's a pause, basically. But the Democrats, they're torn here because they have a very liberal governor in Governor Moore, right? And he's an ally of theirs. But he realizes this bill can't be paid. The legislature simply doesn't care. And they want to tax you more. And the cat is out of the bag here, though, because the chief of staff of the governor who presented the bill was asked by our minority leader, Delegate Buckle, whether or not, because we're already raising taxes this year to pay for the budget, right? So the minority leader asked, what specific ideas do you have and what more can we tax and dedicate to the blueprint funding? Because the chief of staff said the governor, he responding to one of the Democrats, is open to new revenue sources. In other words, new taxes. So he's new taxes to pay for the budget. Potentially, he's open in his mind to new taxes to pay for the blueprint. And he's putting a pause on the blueprint because we can't afford the blueprint. And guys, it's just, and even the chief of staff said, I don't have a specific funding source in mind other than the willingness for the governor to have the conversation, which means the governor is open to additional tax increases to pay for education. There was something along the lines, I want to say, of $55 billion over just 5 years. They were fighting amongst each other, which is a very interesting political dynamic in Annapolis, to have a very liberal governor and his team. Not that they were going at it, but his opposition was the Democrat leadership and the Democrats. They do not want to pause Kerwin. And there's a lot that goes into this education bill, but the fact is, it is pushing this state into bankruptcy. They're trying to make the case, oh, no, we can afford Kerwin. No, the fact is, we've dedicated so much to it that it's made it impossible to afford our other bills because we're not putting a pause to this. So the fact of the matter, at the end of the day, we're looking at the 75% retail tax, for example, on the retail deliveries. We're looking at taxing those who are earning a certain amount, which we're finding out is actually going to affect just as many people that don't make that much money with the itemized deductions. And there's a number of other taxes and fees. And then we hear the other day, you know what? we're open. The governor's office is open to potential more tax increases to fund Kerwin.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question real quickly because we will run out of time. You have to help me here. Refresh my memory. This week earlier, we talked about you as the sole sponsor of a bill coming up in front of the House. And at the time, I thought I have to ask him why there are no other Republican sponsors, no co-sponsors. Can you refresh my memory? What is that bill?
So we had we're almost running out of time. HB 85 is a bill that I have designed to crack down on illegal aliens.
And yes.
We pre-filed that. We thought it was such an important bill that when you pre-file it, we actually didn't even put or chase around other sponsors. We put it right in. This is prohibiting counties and municipalities from enacting on, basically enforcing these sanctuary, horrible, dangerous sanctuary policies. It mandates full cooperation with ICE. And this is a result of what happened, not only to Rachel Maron and that heartbreaking story, but this is a result of countless stories where ICE has had detainers throughout different counties in Maryland, sanctuary counties who would not work with ICE. Therefore, these criminals were allowed to walk the streets again. But we remember what happened with Rachel Maron on the Ma and Pop Trail, where she was raped and murdered by an illegal alien who had been here three times previously deported. And I want to say, guys, I'm well aware, obviously, that we're in a super minority in Maryland. But here's the thing, right? The Democrats, they support open border sanctuary policies. I get that. My job is to raise awareness about these problems, number one. Especially, I say this, and I'm very happy about this. This is at a time where we have momentum of a president who is solely focused. Well, I shouldn't say solely. He's focused and at working at a world unbelievable world record speed with what President Trump is doing. But his number one focus, I would say, right now, is this problem with illegal immigration, especially violent illegal aliens in our country. And when you bring these issues to the forefront, and you have a president who's very serious about this, and we have serious cases here, it only puts more pressure on them. Are they going to change? No, but it continues to make and draw awareness to the campaign of stopping this issue, and it helps the president and his team see exactly what's going on in places like Maryland, and hopefully it furthers their efforts while they try to heed his efforts in Maryland. That's why I was very glad to have a very good hearing on this, and our Republican colleagues asked some great questions.
All right.
That's HB 85.
We got to run. That's HB 85.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Nino. Talk to you next Friday on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their 3-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they're back doing that construction again, northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. So at the 76-mile marker northbound, there's a rolling back up through there once again. They do this work, and they may be here for a while now since they've reset everything and gone back onto the highway on the northbound side. There will be some work north of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're also working a mobile work crew northbound 95 around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So just a heads up for that. Whatever was slowing the Beltway on the inner loop at Green Spring, that's corrected itself. Most of the slowing earlier on the Beltway west side now has cleared, moving north of Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly sunny today, cold 37, the expected high. As things start to warm up over the weekend, maybe by Monday we'll be in the 50s. Right now, 28 in windy Indianapolis, 28 in the city. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Fine. Fight the battle as we do each and every day, as you do as well. And
yes. So, yes.
Here's a thought on this parent opt-out bill that we've been discussing this morning. There's another reason, besides just parents not being able to choose for their children, is that Maryland stands to lose federal funding.
Right.
If they pass this bill.
Yeah. And this is what Delegate Latoya Congolo, she was on my show talking about this. And what's so crazy, and I know you guys probably discussed this, the delegate that introduced this, her kids go to private school. So this does not affect her in any way. I don't know why she would make this decision. And you would think the teachers union would be all over this, because the last thing what they want to see is less funding. So I'm wondering if we'll see some fight, you know, from their side on top of their side. I'm hoping. It's been a couple of days now.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm hoping it has passed the House. I just don't think it's going to get through the Senate. I don't know how you guys feel.
Last 2 years it's died there, but it's in the Education, Energy, and Environment Committee now. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up?
Yesterday I was at the White House for the Black History event. It was a lot
Tiger
of fun.
Was there.
Tiger was there. I didn't get to see him. I was so upset.
Oh, he called earlier. He was upset he didn't get to see you.
No. I wish. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Trump and everybody else, they came out so late because they had so many speakers. I had to go. So, you know, I was sad about that. But it was a good event, so I will talk about that. Also, the liquor license renewal and the fact that it is doubling in Baltimore City. I think there's going to be a lot of people weighing in on that. And then Congressman Byron Donalds got a great endorsement yesterday on Truth Social from President Trump. And I am asking a question today. This is the question of the day. Do you think that Governor Wes Moore will see a second term? I'm starting to wonder, because I'm starting to read a lot of comments from Democrats that are very upset about this energy crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It wasn't his fault. I mean, that was started by the Democrats in 2022, but yeah, he's poured gasoline on the fire, but the whole party, it's their, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if this is going to cause some concern for him moving forward here in 2026. No?
Nah.
I don't know.
He's a pretty good
candidate on the Republican side. I don't know. We might.
People are opening up their energy bills right now. They are not happy.
Yeah. No. And I suspect it's going to be the same thing in, I guess, when does it go up again? June or July?
June.
Okay. Yeah. You know what
he set up a run for the presidency.
Yeah, but I don't know if he... Maybe, you know what? Maybe he gets out of Dodge. Maybe he doesn't serve a second term at all.
So that he can run.
Possibly.
Maybe he goes back to a nonprofit to start all over again.
Where he can make millions of dollars.
He can write a book. The second Westmore.
The other Westmore.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
All right, Kim. We'll be tuned in coming up right after the 9 o'clock news.
One of the delightful things that happened yesterday in the press room down at the White House was Caroline Leavitt brought a couple of heavy hitters with her up to the podium, and they had a chance to talk with the press corps there. And one of the individuals she pulled up, just one soundbite from him in order to end the week, was Stephen Miller.
It is true that many of the people in this room for 4 years failed to cover the fact that Joe Biden was mentally incompetent and was not running the country. It is also true that many people in this room who have used this talking point that Elon is not elected fail to understand how government works.
Yeah. Really, seriously. You guys have no clue how government works. You've had people who've been assigned as special advisors to the president going back as far as FDR, if not before.
Yeah, what about Rahm Deadfish Emanuel or Susan Rice or Valerie Jarrett? These were all senior advisors that were not elected, but they had a lot to say about policy.
They did.
All right. Thanks very much. Don't forget, Kim's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news here today. And by the way, make sure you hit the Senate numbers once again. That's Brian Feldman, the chair on House Bill 161, 410-841-3661, or Cheryl Kagan, vice chair, 410-841-3134. Be polite, but you are opposed to House Bill 161 that does not give parents the ability to opt out of sex ed and gender identity. anxiety nonsense in our public schools. Right. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And on our Rumble page, it's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. Thanks to our producer, Kristen Hagrick. And we'll start again Monday. More on Cash Patel. And now she tells us what the Scarf Queen is saying about the jab. Until then, God bless
Scarf
our
Queen.
Troops.
I love it.
God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.